This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Laramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGIncOH.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the five-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A furniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney!
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and Scores LaCalBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Brookins in Fort Loramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arndt creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S, pub.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Meiring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Meiring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab, all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
Oh, good morning to all of you. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee. We speak to you from Canton. It's a cloudy, chilly, breezy Saturday morning, or I should say Friday morning.
Feels like Saturday.
That tells you how much good sleep I got last night. The Anna Rockets bid for their first ever state title in football here today in Division VI. Against New Middletown Springfield, the Rockets are on a roll, having won 9 straight,
red hot offensively, defensively, and on special teams. The opponent, the new Middletown Springfield Tigers, have won 28 of their last 29 over 2 years, 19 in a row since September of last year. It's an outstanding club like Anna, Chuck, offensively, defensively, special teams, mighty strong. Both teams run the ball 75-80% of the time. I think turnovers and how well you slow down the running game will dictate the outcome of this contest.
Well, yeah, especially in a game like this, everybody's got some nerves going in the beginning, so whoever's going to calm themselves quicker and get into their game plan is probably going to have the advantage. But you're right, turnovers, penalties, you know, mistakes. It's great if it becomes some team that just executes like crazy and they win the game.
Right.
But normally in a game like this, it is mistakes that are the difference.
Sure was the case last night. Maslin committed 3 turnovers. Cincinnati LaSalle, none. LaSalle slowed down the Maslin running game. LaSalle ran at will against Maslin, and the LaSalle Lancers won the contest easily, 34-17, and I'm sure those factors will be key here today.
Well, I'm hoping that it was kind of the same scenario because LaSalle plays a much tougher schedule than Maslin does. Anna plays a much tougher schedule than New Middletown Springfield does. So let's hope that helps them in this game today.
On your point, New Middletown Springfield does play in the Mahoning County Conference. I didn't recognize any of the clubs in that conference as being teams which advance deep into the playoffs in any sport, boys or girls. But that said, only 2 clubs on the Springfield Tigers schedule had records of less than 500 this year.
Well, that's impressive. I mean, believe me, I'm not discounting them. I think they're going to be a formidable foe, and this is going to be one heck of a football game.
Where is New Middletown Springfield? It's right on the Ohio-Pennsylvania border, southeast of Youngstown.
Well,
and it's about 20 miles northeast of a town called New Middleton, but New Middletown is east of Youngstown. That's where the Springfield Local School District is. So it's quite confusing, to say the least. That club did travel, stayed overnight last evening, as, of course, did the Anna Rockets. What a year for the green and white. Head coach Nick Marino said for our school and the whole community, this is huge. Our crowds have been big at all of our games. We're expecting a big crowd to make it up here today. And that is the case. It's outnumbering the New Middletown Springfield crowd for sure.
Yeah, probably about 3-1.
Uh-huh. With 22 seniors, we've talked to them about trying to make this year a really special experience. Coach Marino said, I'm really proud of how our kids have played and handled themselves to this point. We'll hear from head coach Nick Marino in his 5th season at Anna in just a moment. Chuck, I think it is important to note that this Anna football team joined the MAC in 2006. Prior to that, the Cross County Conference for several years. The continuity in coaching has been just what you would ask for. Brian Reok got the program off the ground. 15 years, head coach Reok, who's now on the defensive side of the ball. Yep. One of his superb quarterbacks, Wes Hunsucker, is on the offensive side of the ball for head coach Nick Marino. Can't have a better situation than that.
Now, the continuity is outstanding, and that's what makes this a real good program. The switch to the MAC was kind of tough in the beginning because the MAC is just the premier football league in the state of Ohio, but they have won the MAC 2 years in a row.
Yes,
they have made it, and to be able to say that puts you in the same breath as a Coldwater, as a Marion Local, and Versailles back in the day. Those, they have dominated Ohio playoff football for years.
And Rockets just 1 loss all year. It came in Game 5, 17-14 to Marion Local. New Middletown Springfield has streaked through 14 opponents, although in the opener on the road at South Range, the Tigers needed overtime. And then to start the playoffs against Gloucester Trimble, New Middletown Springfield won by a score of 20-19. That was in the regional semifinals. So the Tigers have had some close calls. It's a team which offensively is mighty potent. As we've noted here in the pregame, sophomore quarterback Bo Brungard has led the Tigers' attack. He's completed, get this, 122 of 177 passes for more than 2,000 yards, 25 TDs through the air, only four picks, and he has run for a team best 989 yards, 18 TDs, 102 carries. You talk about production from a quarterback. Wow, that's incredible.
And he's only a sophomore. I was watching him out there, and I looked him up. 6 feet, 190, and he looks bigger than that. He's a solid kid.
We all know about the Anna Rockets. Bart Bixler, darn good quarterback himself. He and Riley Hulskamp are Anna's two biggest offensive threats. Hulskamp, who was named a D6 Co-Offensive Player of the Year on Sunday by the Ohio Prep Sports Writers Association, has rushed for 2,500 yards and 41 touchdowns. I'd like to know, Chuck, who he shared that honor with.
Yeah, that's what I was saying at breakfast this morning. That must be one heck of a kid if he's as good as Hulskamp.
Bart Bixler, the QB for Anna, has rushed for 1,359 yards, 25 TDs. He's thrown for 1,533 with 16 touchdowns and four interceptions. Anna's offense has averaged an amazing 440 yards a game, 45 points a game, and the 3-4 defense has allowed an average of 242 per contest and only 12.5 points per game. Anna's got a 21 plus turnover margin. New Middletown Springfield plus 15. Both clubs take advantage of mistakes by the opposition.
Well, and that's what good teams do. You turn a team over and you make them pay for it.
Interesting sidebar to this game, Chuck. Hidden yards, special teams. Will Luthman kicks it off inside the five more often than not, sometimes into the end zone.
Right.
And the fine kicker for this New Middletown Springfield team does just the same, Clayton Medvec. In fact, he's 5 for 8 on field goals, and he's outdistanced Luthman by 2 yards per punt this year.
Well, let's hope he gets a lot of punts in today. We'll see how good he is, maybe if he has to punt about 10 or 12 times.
Yeah, those hidden yards are key, Chuck, because if you can make the opposition start inside the 25 or 20 more often than not, it's very difficult at the high school level to punch it down the field that far before a penalty or an error of some kind backs
yep,
you up.
Yep, you get behind the chains with a penalty, and both teams that like to run the ball. What you don't want to get into is a situation where you're passing on downs where the defense knows you're passing. That's what gets you in trouble.
Exactly. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here this morning on scoresbroadcast.com, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Lacalle Equipment in Jackson Center, a Scores founding partner. We never could have gotten started back in 2006-2007 without the assistance of Lacalle Equipment, a founding partner here on scoresbroadcast.com. U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, and the Sydney Daily News. A couple new underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com, Reese Meyering & Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie, and Hoing & Hoing Builders, McCartyville Road in Anna. Chuck, we will have instant replay for this game. The line to gain, first downs, touchdowns, the goal line, and the other one was turnovers.
Turnovers, yeah. I mean, I like that as long as it doesn't take them 20 minutes to make the decision.
Yeah, all booth-driven, no red flags
right.
thrown
yeah.
onto the field by coaches, so that will be interesting. Came into play last night, by the way, when LaSalle's runner was ruled down at the half-yard line. Replay showed ball was on the goal line before the knee touched.
Yep.
And it got reversed. Well, what a reward for Coach Nick Marino and his Anna Rockets here in 2019, a 14-year member of the Midwest Athletic Conference. Anna's been very competitive in the MAC, but unlucky in the postseason in two separate years, for example. Anna beat Marion Local during the regular season, lost to the Flyers in the playoffs, beat Coldwater in the regular season, lost to the Cavaliers in the playoffs. And in the last 2 years, the Rockets lost playoff games in round one away from home on virtually the very last play both times. But after winning four straight playoff contests here in 2019, including a triumph over Mechanicsburg last Friday, Coach Marino can say this year that everything has come together and fallen into place.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously just getting to state championship games is huge. It's so fun for the kids, so great for our community. Kids have put a lot of work into this, and they've executed and played well. And we play a good schedule, and that has helped us, but it's going to come down to execution on Friday. Sure. And it's going to come down, are we going to out-execute them and take care of the game?
Hey, Rockets have played really good football the last several seasons, even the last 2 years, despite losing in round one. Heck, you lost both games on virtually the very last play the last 2 years in the opening round of the regional.
Yeah, that's something we talked about throughout the offseason. We've got to find ways to win those tough games or take care of business in the playoffs and play well in some of the situations we haven't in the past.
Hey, talk about tough games. 14-6 this past Friday night, early third quarter, and Mechanicsburg has gotten some stops on you, and the Indians are right in the ball game, 3rd and 8, 22 yards. Yard line, and you break off the option, Bixler to Huelskamp, it goes for 78, and that breaks the back of Mechanicsburg.
I thought that was it was obviously a huge play in the game, and they played us tough. That was a tough football team. I thought they ran really well, sideline to sideline, and tackled us well and everything else, so it was a big play. When we broke that one off, it kind of changed the complexion of the football game.
And over the course of the game, your club adjusted defensively to Mechanicsburg, which showed some very good speed.
Yeah, running back's a fast kid. I know he's a track kid that runs pretty fast there.
Yeah.
Did a nice job, I thought, of getting over top of blocks and getting off of blocks later on, and it really helped us to get the stops. I think in the second half, our coaching staff, I thought over the weekend, said they had 14 yards in that second half, which was a huge key to winning the football game.
Yeah, single out who stepped up for you on the defensive side of the ball.
The guy that had the best game probably is Malachi Minnick. I think he had 4 sacks in the game, and led our team in tackles from the defensive end position, which is pretty outstanding to do there. I thought Cam Stewart played a really good football game, one of his best games of the year.
Yep.
His physical, was running the football, was getting there consistently throughout the game. So he played really good football on a big stage, so I was glad to see that from him.
Wow, your special teams continue to excel. It's got to be a very well-rounded performance in order to advance deep into the playoffs and to win the state title.
This week, Springfield's got great special teams too, so we got to play well against those special teams. It's going to be a two good units going at it, and we got to make sure we win that.
Ambus, perfect extra points. Wow.
Yeah, he's been good, and he's been kicking better. He had a couple misses early in the postseason, but he's been pretty consistent since then. So him and Jared Egbert's doing a nice job snapping the ball back there to him.
Mm-hmm. Nick Marino, our guest, before this morning's state championship game in Division 6, Anna against New Middletown Springfield. Again, I thought your passing game clicked when it had to. Fine catch, even a better run after catch by Nolan Emerson.
Yeah.
A big first half touchdown. Bixler hit him right on the numbers, and Nolan did the rest.
Yeah, Nolan had a nice job. Did a nice job there. I know Cam got down in front and was blocking, escorting him in on their safety, their 10. So, nice job and a good ball. And he's been accurate, and his completion percentage has been really high this whole postseason.
Mm-hmm. How about Brandon Axe? He steps in for you. Third down, big play, second half, and arches a ball which the officials determined Isaac Leininger did catch. Not sure if he did. He sold it. But what a throw by Brandon to put it up there where Isaac can go get it.
Yeah, it was impressive to come in cold and throw a big play. I mean, coming in the state semis as a sophomore without getting even a chance to warm up on the sideline and coming in and throwing a cold fade was a nice shot by him.
Yeah. What's it like this week preparing for the game? Do you have to kind of temper the enthusiasm a little bit or not?
Yeah, I mean, it's all about taking care of the process. We got to make sure we are prepared. I've talked to our guys already about that. We got to be as prepared as we've been all year, and we got a lot more distractions this week. So you got to handle that with maturity. We got to focus in on the football process and make sure all the side noise doesn't have any effect on us.
I know that you've had a teleconference. You've heard the coach of New Middletown Springfield speak. Mm-hmm. You've seen some video of the Tigers play. What are your thoughts?
Oh, they're a really good football team. The quarterback is running the ball really well. He's a physical kid, big kid. We got to make sure we're able to hit him and tackle him. Got to get off blocks. You can't expect to tackle him one-on-one all the time. So we need everybody getting to the football. They got really good skill kids, too, on the perimeter, and they got several receivers they're going to put the ball up in the air, too. So we got to go win those one-on-one. We've been calling those combat balls. You got to go win those.
This is an undefeated club.
Yeah.
It's had a target on its back now 3 months as it continues to go along without a loss. So it's been playing under some pressure and has performed extremely well.
Yeah, they have. They're obviously well coached and they do a really good job. So we got to try to figure out what it is we can do to attack them. And on the flip side of that, we got to make sure we're efficient running the football and don't allow them to get stops.
Yeah, how would you describe the offensive defensive look style of play for New Middletown Springfield?
Offensively, they're spread offense with a heavy quarterback run game.
Okay.
And with that, they'll spread it out. They're a little bit multiple. They'll go under center. They'll do multiple things, but overall, it's a spread when you look at it. So you'll see empty. You'll see the eye offense, but mostly what they want to be is that spread offense because of the quarterback run threat. And then defensively, they're a 4-2-5 quarters-based team. Maybe they'll play quarters today. You know, maybe they won't. We'll see that. They might roll down some coverages and change that up.
Has there been a club on your schedule this year that New Middletown Springfield might mirror somewhat?
Not really. I mean, it's definitely the best running quarterback we've seen. Okay. So that's going to be a challenge. It's a physical quarterback. It's not a quick one. I mean, he's quick, but he's more physical than the other quarterbacks we've seen. So that's similar, I guess you could say, with Mechanicsburg, with the quarterback run game. They like to play with formations, do a lot of formations. That's similar to Mechanicsburg as well. He throws a much better ball, though. He's much better arm strength than the quarterbacks we saw last week.
A 5-year head coach, Nick Marino at Anna, his record 36-20 overall. By the way, the head coach of New Middletown Springfield is Sean Guerrero, 13 years, 84-54 marks since 2011. This New Middletown Springfield program has really upgraded its performance on the gridiron. No better person to talk about Anna's growth in football than 33-year athletic director Mike Muehlfeld, who's been at Anna a grand total of 37 years in all. He has witnessed steady development of all Anna sports, including football for sure. Anna continues to have great community support year after year, a rock-solid following, as Mike noted when I talked to him this past Monday morning. Mike, take a moment here at the outset. Wow. Talk about the tremendous excitement which has overcome Anna High School. Hadn't won a playoff football game in 10 years. This year you win 4, and it's all the way to Canton for the state championship. How about that?
Yeah, it's been a crazy run, and just glad again to qualify. It's not easy to qualify. You know, we were what? 9-1, and weren't even a host school in the first round, so it's difficult to get in, but you know, once you're in and with the schedule that we play in the MAC, we feel that prepares us.
Sure.
And the last couple of years, you know, we just haven't been as fortunate to get over that hump of winning the opening game, and for a variety of reasons, ball bouncing the right way, whatever. No, once we kind of broke that seal, we're continuing to play, so it's really exciting.
Ticket sales for the 4 previous playoff games and for the state championship game in Canton on Friday morning going at phenomenal paces.
Yeah, we had unlimited tickets for the opening game at Minster, sold 725 rough tickets, and then the state limited us to 500 paper tickets and then online sales. And we've been, you know, in that 700 to 1,000 range between the two, paper tickets, pre-sale tickets, and online sales for the rest of the run. But like the game up at, where was that, Walpock last week?
Sure.
The state semifinal against Mechanicsburg, we sold our 500 paper tickets in 45 minutes.
Wow.
And probably sold 500 pre-sale paper tickets announced this morning in an hour and a half. Still have about 500 left. The state gave us 1,000 actually paper tickets to sell, pre-sale, at yesterday's meeting. So we're about halfway there, and it's barely lunchtime.
Monday noon before the Friday state championship, you're wiped out 50% of your tickets.
That's correct.
I don't think I'm imagining things, but it seems to me in the game at Lima, the two games at Wapak, you at least doubled the crowd of the opposition club.
Yeah. Our following has been tremendous, and the people are really coming out of the woodwork, kind of, even though we draw good all the time. But they're traveling and supporting the kids, which they you know, certainly should do. And it's just exciting, you know. And Anna always travels well. Mm-hmm. And they're not doing anything to disappoint the football kids here during this run.
Hey, this is great for football, but for the athletic director and for Nate Barhorse, the basketball coach, things have got to be pushed back for the hoop schedule.
Yeah, you know, Nate and I have stayed in constant contact depending upon where our last football game was played. Mm-hmm. What would that do in terms of being required to open in the league and trying to get all those games rescheduled? When it's all said and done, we're going to be rescheduling about 6 varsity boys games.
Right.
And we have some dates open, but your opponents have to be open too, and people have been really good so far in terms of finding some dates that work, I think, fairly for both parties. It's just one of those things that, you know, you have to do, and Nate's been very, very understanding. He and Nick and the basketball and football programs are very supportive of one another. He'll do whatever it takes if we can bring the big one home from Canton. I mean, those guys work very well together because they share a lot of athletes, and you know, the other schools have worked with us well, so we'll get it done. But difficult thing is the football work, but then, you know, all basketball still being played. Junior high teams are playing, and girls basketball had their home opener last Tuesday, and they're home tonight.
Good point.
You know, and so, you know, this office is keep chugging along, you know, in terms of trying to keep up with the norm and then everything else. But it's fun. It's worth it. Really is.
So it looks like your first varsity basketball game will be on the road at New Bremen 4 days before Christmas, and then you'll play Fort Loramie in your first league game a couple days after Christmas.
That's correct. At Bremen on the 21st, first league game at Loramie on the 27th, and sandwiched in between is the Knoxville game that we lost, our other non-league game. We were to host them earlier in December. We're playing them Monday, December 23rd. Mm-hmm. So that'll be our home opener, Monday, December 23rd.
Well, let's hope everybody in the stands for those first few basketball games is wearing a great smile from having won the state championship in football.
Well, it would be really, really special. I mean, we've got a handful of them up there on the south wall, and this one would be special. Just the newness of the program, you know. It's only 21 years that we've had football, 22, yeah. 20 as a varsity level of competition. So, you know, when you think of that, it's kind of amazing.
Mike Muehlfeld, Director of Athletics at Anna High School. How about that, Chuck? By Monday afternoon, 1:30, more than 1,000 tickets sold in Anna for this state championship game here this morning in Canton.
Well, I mean, there's nothing bigger. This is, I mean, for high school sports, that this is the pinnacle of basketball. State tournament in basketball, state tournament in football, and to be able to come here to Canton. I know most of these kids would love to be playing in Columbus at the Shoe, but they're not disappointed that they're here. Yep. And nothing says high school football more than kicking off at 10 a.m. in Canton.
My eyes are still burning from hardly any sleep last night. I couldn't get the rest I wanted. Anna Rockets, the home team on the scoreboard, wearing the green jerseys, white pants, white headgear with a green stripe. New Middletown Springfield Tigers, black pants, white shirts, black numbers outlined in orange, black headgear. We'll refer to them not as New Middletown Springfield the rest of the day.
Too hard to say.
Yeah, we may call them Springfield more often than not, Tigers.
All right.
We'll go by Anna. We'll go by Rockets. We'll go by green and white. Hopefully, that's the winning team.
There you go. Well, we got a couple people listening today. We got Brian Albers, a legend in Fort Loramie, big basketball star back in the day. He's listening to us. And then Scott Ward of the Tiger sent me a text and said, you better say my name. So, Scott, this is for you.
Oh, thank you so much, Scott. Clayton Medvec, outstanding booter, kicking off against the wind for New Middletown Springfield. There I said it, all three words. And he booms it
down into the corner near the pylon. A break for Anichuk. It doesn't go into the end zone. It skips out of bounds at about the 2-foot line.
That would have been a perfect punt the way it kicked sideways, but for a kickoff, it wasn't as effective. They get the ball on the 35 now.
That's a break. Otherwise, it would have been at the 20. That ball took a right angle turn inside the 5. In fact, way down inside the 2. Did it buck sharply to the left and went out of bounds inside the 1. Did not go over the pylon. Did not go into the end zone. Not a touchback. Hannah gets it at the 35, as Chuck noted.
And Huelskamp showed his senior leadership, was smart enough to let the ball go and not pick it up.
Yes, intelligent play. First play from scrimmage, and it is a handoff on the play to Huelskamp, who comes back to the near side, and he's buried at the 37-yard line. We are looking at what appear to be green ants and white ants.
Now, I'm a little dizzy. I've got a little vertigo going up here.
And we may miss a name or number every now and then. The players look quite small. This is our highest perch, obviously much loftier than Anna's booster field. Uh-oh, Huelskamp is caught in the backfield. He makes a big semicircle run, reverses his field. He went to the numbers on the far side, came back to the hash on the near side, and the play winds up resulting in a minus 1 or 2, and Anna's going to have to get out of trouble here. A 3rd and 13, Huelskamp saddled with good defensive plays by the Tigers. New Middletown Springfield nearly jumps off sides. To say that New Middletown Springfield is prepared for Riley Huelskamp is an understatement.
They may have mentioned him in practice once or twice this week.
3 receivers flanked to the left, 1 to the short side of the field for Anna's Bixler on 3rd and 13. Negative running plays to start the game. Bart's in the pocket, looks middle of the field. He's going to run out of trouble. Under duress, scoots across the line of scrimmage. There's a flag holding on Anna as Bixler glides to the 40, 5 yards short of a first down. Tricky decision here for the Tigers.
I don't think it is. I think they're going to, I would think they're going to decline it. But who knows? 10 yards is 10 yards. That's going to really back them up in right around the 20.
Well, Anna now has 3rd down all over again to make the Tigers pay for it.
They did decline it. That was the correct call.
Okay. I thought for an instant New Middletown Springfield would accept the penalty. Anna will punt from the Rockets 41, 4th and 4. And right away, we saw the toughness of this New Middletown Springfield team on defense.
Yeah, well, they were prepared for what they were going to see there.
Will Luthman, who punts at just over 40 per kick, is at his 30. And with the wind, he sails it high and deep. It is caught inside the 20 by Duvall. No, that's Garrett Walker of New Middletown Springfield. Great coverage by Anna. He's tripped up and nailed at the 18-yard line.
Good coverage that time by the Rockets.
This New Middletown Springfield team has fine speed on the outside.
And that was Isaac Egbert who made the tackle there. It's nice to have him back.
Yes, he injured his shoulder last week, was down for a couple of minutes in the second half of that game against Mechanicsburg. But it was just a real bad stinger, and he's able to go. Bo Brungard, about whom we spoke in the pregame, outstanding 6'1", 190 sophomore quarterback, is going to throw on 1st and 10, and he fires a bullet over the 20 to the 21, and is caught there by one of his wideouts, Evan Olin, for a gain of about 4 or 5, short advance by the Tigers. New line of scrimmage, the 22. Interestingly enough, this is a run-oriented team, which flipped a pass on 1st down.
I like the changeup. Anna came out and did what they do, and Springfield was ready for it.
Mitchell Seymour, Garrett Walker, and Evan Olin, the speedy wideouts, primary running backs, Austin Tindall and David Duvall, junior, senior, respectively, both 5'10". Here is a run up the middle by the Tigers quarterback, and he meets a stone wall in the person of Luthman and Minnick right at the 24-yard stripe. So a big 3rd down here for the Tigers.
3rd and 4.
We played just over 2 minutes here in the opening period. No score. Wind out of the west. There was a sprinkle or two 30 minutes before game time. It is cloudy overhead. We do see some blue sky off to the northwest. We may have some sun before this game's over.
We are above the clouds, so you think you'd see some sun up here.
I saw a jet airliner pass by. Third and four for the Tigers. Here's the quarterback, Brungard, rolling right. He's way back behind the line of scrimmage. There's a marker down. Brungard across the 30 as he slipped beyond the numbers, got the first down, but it's going to be negated. Clearly a foul in the offensive backfield.
Now, they did not need to hold, and I'll tell you, Anna was not prepared for that, and he had plenty of room. I'm not sure who held, but it was way behind the play. Oh, they called motion. They had two people in motion at the same time.
There you go. 5-yard penalty wipes out the first down run by Bo Brungard, the quarterback for the Tigers. So it's going to be third down all over again. Instead of four, it will be 9 to go. The line to gain up over the 28-yard line. 9:17 left, opening period, no score. Each team with a possession. There's not been a first down in this game so far. New Middletown Springfield sends double flankers right. Brungard rolls that way, looks, fires, sideline. Receiver tiptoes to the boundary, catches with a foot in just over the 30 at the 31. Yes, reception good enough for a first.
Yeah, that was. I could see already the kid throws the ball in with timing very well.
On rhythm, he delivered a strike to Mitchell Seymour, and it's a first and 10 for the Tigers. Play went for about 7. They got the first with 2 or 3 to spare. We've got trips flanked to the left. They're stacked 12 yards out to the side. Quarterback Brungard has a back alongside him. It's Duvall. Anna with 7 defenders up in the box. Brungard wants to run. He pushes forward. He's stuffed after a 2-yard gain at the 32. At middle of the defensive line for the Anna Rockets, in there on the stop. Grant Spangler was there. Ben Kovacs came up. Again, trips to the left for Brungard on second down and closer to 9 to go for a first down. The official spot gave him just a yard on the initial play. Brungard, 5 yards behind the line, not as far back in the shotgun as most quarterbacks. Gives it to Duvall. He knifes between guard and center, makes one man miss, and lurches out to the 35. He carved out 2 or 3. Minimal gain. It will be third down and every bit of 6 to go for a first down for the Tigers. 8 minutes to go first quarter. Nothing, nothing. Anna went backwards on its first possession as we saw how well scouted the Rockets were by the Tigers, who defensively thwarted Anna's opening drive. 3 plays and out. And we've got a quick marker, a pre-snap foul, motion against the Tigers, who will now confront a third down and more like 11 to go for a first down. Clock stops, 7:46 left in the first. We look out over I-77 to our right. And we are so high and almost above the sideline on the near side, Chuck. We've got to bend over, look out the window to see the Anna crowd beneath us.
It is a huge crowd. They've brought a bunch.
Third and 11, Tigers at their own 31. Deep drop of Brungard. He's being pushed out of the pocket, runs up the right side of the field, and then delivers a pass late. It's popped up in the air once, twice. Who's got the rebound? Nobody. It's on the turf at the 43.
Yeah, that was not going to count anyway because the receiver ran out of bounds and came back on, and it was almost picked off there by Leininger.
Mitchell Seymour, the intended receiver, but it was a late throw by the quarterback. Anna had it blanketed.
Yeah, Minnick was chasing him that time. He had to get rid of it.
Clayton Medvec, excellent punter, just over 40 per kick on the year, will boot this against the wind. He's back inside his 20. Two deep men for the Rockets, Minnick and Uhlskamp. Here's the kick by Medvec. It's high, very short, and has no choice but to let it hit at the 43. Doesn't take much of a hop. It skips to the 38. Good field position for the Rockets. First and 10 inside their own 40.
That was about a 31-yard punt right there. Maybe that's into the wind, though.
7:09 left in the first. No score on scoresbroadcast.com.
Need the right solution for true comfort? Call Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie. Place your confidence in Mike Holthouse at Tom and Jerry's, which is fully licensed and insured, meeting all state requirements for training and professionalism. It's family-owned and has built a quality name, one satisfied customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning on Dawson Road in Fort Loramie. Just visit TomJerry's.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
This is scoresbroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. On County Road 25A, between Anna and Sydney, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance at 937-492-1857. Lengthy timeouts here for the state championship game, and we are back to action. Anna takes over the football at the Rockets 39, and the ball carrier for Anna is bear hugged right at the line of scrimmage. Anna in four plays from scrimmage, Chuck. Negative yards so far.
Yep. I mean, Bixler read that. They were all over Huelskamp, so he kept it, but they were all over him, too.
6:50 left opening quarter. No first downs for Anna. One for New Middletown Springfield. A couple of receivers flanked right. Bixler goes back to pass. He's going to run. It might have been a quarterback draw all the way. He dashes up the middle, meets resistance at the 45. He wedged out six. It's third and four, Anna, 5 yards shy of the 50-yard line. In there on the tackle for New Middletown Springfield was Corey Hatton, a defensive lineman, as he barricaded the middle of the gridiron, and Bixler could go no further. Huelskamp staggered alongside Bart on third and four from the Anna 45. Anna yet to break a significant run out in open space. Two receivers flanked right. Man in motion, Stewart now, lines up slot left. Here's Bixler rolling right, looking middle of the field, no one home. He keeps, dishes the ball late down the sideline at the feet of the receiver, Stewart. No chance for that to be complete as New Middletown Springfield has snuffed out every play Anna has tried so far.
Well, you want to stick with your game plan. It's early. It's 5:53 to go in the first quarter, but come out on first down, come out on second down, a little play action, get them to bite on it, and you might burn them on something because they are selling out for the run right now.
I think we'll see Anna put the ball up on first or second down next possession. Luthman back to punt. He's at his 32. Deep man downfield for the Tigers is Walker, lets it bounce at the 17. He picks it up on a hop at the 7, makes one man miss. He's hit at the 10. Ball's loose on the gridiron. Who's got it? A green jersey recovers. The officials and the Rockets say it's Anna football. And the home team celebrates as the return man for New Middletown Springfield made a little extra juke. And that showed the football for an Anna tackler who spiked it free.
Yeah, I was really surprised that Walker picked that up because he had like four people around him. He wasn't going to go anywhere. Made the first guy miss him, but then somebody knocked it free.
Yep, sometimes, Chuck, when you're too busy about getting an angle on a prospective tackler, you showcase that football a little bit too much. Anna in position, outside the 10, hand off to Huelskamp, left guard, he nudges to the 9. line of scrimmage, officially the 13. That was the site of the fumble recovery. Uelskamp managed to generate four, so it's second and six from the 9 of the Tigers. Uelskamp again. Oh, he butts up against the back of a centered Luke Dye, and then he springs it to the outside. He's down to the 8, 7, 5, and lurches to about the 4, maybe even the 3. I think he's shy by a couple of feet.
It's going to be close.
It's going to be third down for Anna. Just less than 1. Those are the football inside the 4 of the Tigers.
And here comes Minnick. I like him on these short yardage plays.
That was a good reversal of the field by Uelskamp.
Yeah, he got the hole was absolutely plugged.
Yep, it was stuffed, and he made a nice gain out of nothing. Here is Anna bulldozing right up the gut over the back of center Luke Dye. From the 4 to about the 2, it is a 1st and 10. Was that Bixler who pushed it?
Yeah, kept it. And they brought Minnick in, and he shoved him along. First down for the Rockets.
Oh, we talked about the importance of turnovers in the pregame. We saw LaSalle benefit last night with 3 big miscues by Maslin. That helped turn that game around. And right away, Anna with a short field, recovering a fumble at the 13. And the Rockets now have goal to go at the 2 on the first down run by Bixler. Here's Uelskamp. He spins, backpedals, goal line. Does he get in? Yes, he does. Riley Uelskamp barges home from about the 3-yard line. And Anna is the first to score, 6-0, 4:57 left opening period.
Now they did a nice job of taking advantage of that turnover, and that's what they got to do. If they're going to give them the ball, they got to take that gift and unwrap it.
What a job by the offensive front. Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, as they produced enough forward charge to allow Uelskamp to go up the back of the offensive lineman and get the nose of the football across the goal line. Zach Ambus on for the extra point. Zach is 81 for 89 on the year, and this one is buried between the uprights. He's got it. Anna's got a 7-0 lead. Under 5 to go. First quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie will customize your building needs in a way that's absolutely unmatched.
Eilerman did a wonderful job. They came in, they sat down, my wife and I, and created an addition and a remodeling plan that included over 500 square feet of new master bedroom, a master bathroom with a big soaking tub and walk-in shower, and a beautiful closet, my wife's favorite place to be.
Homeowner Ryan Schultze said Eilerman Construction worked closely with him and his wife, just like Eilerman Construction will for you, step by step by step.
We also remodeled over 1,000 square feet. Eilerman's attention to detail was amazing. They installed a couple hundred feet of new dark cherry trim and cherry doors to match.
Eilerman Construction is known for outstanding customer service and a personal touch.
From Jill in the front office to Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick Eilerman to Greg Heilers, they were all so personable and very highly skilled at their jobs.
Dan Eilerman Construction is a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction. You will be satisfied.
Expert craftsmanship, such a beautiful look, finished on time, and it was even finished below budget.
Online at daneilerman.com.
The Anna Rockets, having generated less than 20 yards of offense so far, lead the new Middletown Springfield Tigers 7-0, capitalizing on a big turnover punt return by new Middletown Springfield midway through the first quarter. Was run out to the 13-yard line. Hard tackle by Anna produced a fumble, and then the Rockets punched it in several plays later. And the kickoff by Will Luthman of Anna following the touchdown is just exactly what you want, Chuck, as he popped it into the end zone, forcing the Tigers to start from the 20, and right away, first play from scrimmage, pre-snap foul on the visitors.
Yeah, that's their third penalty for 15 yards, and all of them have been pre-snap fouls.
Jitters being felt, you can bet it. Each team a bit nervous. Offense is sluggish here at the outset, and that's 3 offensive line errors by the Tigers. Here's Bungard dropping back to pass. Looks. He throws a bomb down the middle. No one home. And we've got a late flag thrown in the Anna secondary. Maybe a defensive holding. And it looks to me like the new Middletown Springfield bench
was trying to get the official's attention to make that call.
Well, it always bothers me when the official on the team that they call the pout, he was 40 yards from where the ball dropped. I'm not sure why he didn't allow the guy that was right in the middle of the play to make the call, but hey.
Well, the step off against Anna is 10 full yards automatic.
Game of first down.
Actually, that's right. You're right. The previous line of scrimmage was the 15, so it's a 15-yard pass interference penalty.
Yep.
That is what it was deemed to be against Anna. Tough call to take, and the Tigers now have it at the 30. Ball advanced from the 15 to the 30. And run guard is at the helm, man in motion across the formation. Here's the fake to the man in motion. Run guard keeps right up the middle behind his center, and he bulldozes for 2.5 yards. That's it. It's going to be second down and 7 to go for a first down. Egbert and Kovacs in on the hit for Anna. 4 minutes left here in the opening quarter. Anna 7, New Middletown Springfield nothing. I'm saying New Middletown Springfield more often than I thought I would. Tigers fashion two receivers to the left. Again, a man in motion. Uh-oh. Brungard fumbled the snap. It's way back behind him at the 24-yard line. He runs wide right to the 20. Gets back near the 25. Flushed out of bounds. A loss on the play for the Tigers.
Minnick and Leininger ran him down. Threw him out of bounds.
I'll tell you what, Chuck. Each team a little uncomfortable offensively here at the start. Tigers more so than Anna.
That was a really bad snap right there. That was way off to his left.
Wow. And that could have been disaster.
Yeah. They would take another turnover.
Third down now for the Tigers. And about 14.5 yards to go from just over their own 25. Line to gain the 40. We've got three receivers stacked to the left. Now two to the right, empty backfield. Brungard on third and a whole bunch is going to run the football, and it's diagnosed well by Anna. He's flattened at the 25-yard line. No gain.
You could tell by the way they lined up that it was good. They took everybody, tried to get everybody out of the middle of the field for Anna. You knew what they were going to run. Anna did too.
3:25 left to go here in the first, and Medvec is punting against the wind again for New Middletown Springfield. His previous punt left Anna with very good field position.
They got two people back now to receive, so they're not going to let him directional kick.
Minnick and Yulskamp at the Rockets 39. We've got a penalty marker down, and the kick is off the side of the foot of Medvec. It goes straight up, straight down around the 40-yard line of the Tigers. There was a marker. Both teams head to the sideline. Let's see if we'll have a lengthy delay, a TV timeout, or no. Anna's going to decline that
penalty.
They
decline that, certainly. And I watched, I told you when you were telling me how good he was, so I found him and watched him warm up, and I was not impressed by his warm-up punts at all, and he's been terrible on two of them now.
Yep, his stats on paper, very good season-long through 14 games, but Medvec has kicked a couple short ones. The last one, Chuck, just a mere pop-up.
Yeah, that they had the ball, so that they gained about 14 yards on that punt.
In fact, that kick didn't go as far as I thought it might have. I thought it might have angled out of bounds closer to the 45 on the Tigers' side. It's marked for play at the 37. Anna will take it. 32-yard line, penalty assessed after
the... Yep, they've got four penalties for 20 yards now.
Five-yard penalty against the Tigers on the punt, assessed before Anna's first play from scrimmage. Bixler with a late handoff on the play to Yulskamp. He's got running room around the right side, an avenue at the 30, 25. He is hurdling tacklers to the 20, spilled right there. He's got a first down, a jaunt of about a dozen or 13 by Yulskamp. He raced it a good 20 yards across the field and then angled down the near sideline. And Anna's in the red zone with 2:40 left in the opening quarter. A chance for the Rockets with the wind at their back to go up by two scores in the first period.
Anna's got one, two, three receivers bunched on the right. Now Stewart switches to the slot left. Man in motion, Richards, inside handoff, Bixler to Hulskamp. He fed it to him. He burrows to about the 16. He knifed for three or four. Forward progress maybe closer to the 15. It's going to be second down and a little more than five for Anna. Offensive line starting now to get a thrust forward. Two receivers wide side. I would think Anna would keep it on the ground right here.
Yeah, I think so too.
Nolan Emerson split 7 yards to the short side of the field. Bixler rolling left. He keeps. Late pitch to Hulskamp. Oh, a poor read by Bart because Hulskamp was smelled out and decked at the 20. A marker down. I think that's against Anna.
I think they could do a sideline warning on New Middletown Springfield.
Okay. No penalty against Anna after all. Chuck was correct. And a timeout has been called by the Tigers. Big third down coming up for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the 18 of the visiting team. Player down for New Middletown Springfield. A minute 46 left in the first. Anna leads 7-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Brookins in Fort Laramie is well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special on Saturday nights features not one, but two delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops.
New owner Carl Arnes creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is perfect for birthdays, anniversaries, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60.
You can also enjoy the new late-night menu, open till 2:30 in the morning, Thursday through Saturday.
You can Can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie.
Brookins, B-R-U-C-K-E-N-S pub.com.
Go to Goffney at 2600 West Michigan Avenue in Sydney for high quality furniture priced just right. Oh, yes, the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Priced to fit your budget, Goffney Furniture, Michigan Avenue in Sydney, Route 47, west of I-75. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. Anna facing a third and 8 at the 18 of New Middletown Springfield. I'm thinking this is four down territory for the Rockets.
No, they're not going to try a field goal from there, so I think you're right.
Three receivers left. Bixler rolling right. Little jab step. Fakes the pitch to Hulskamp. Bart keeps. He rumbles to the 13, the 12, maybe the 11.5. It's going to be fourth down for Anna and about 4 or 5 feet to go for a first down.
Yeah, he's about a yard and a half short.
Good tackle in there on the play by New Middletown Springfield. Stopped by Corey Hatton, preventing Bart from getting a first down. Line to gain is just shy of the 10. Line of scrimmage just inside the 12 of the Tigers. Fourth down, Anna. Final minute, first quarter. Rockets lead 7-0. We've got Minnick and Hulskamp alongside Bixler. Handoff to Hulskamp. He goes to the right, gets a block from Malachi. Hulskamp lunges to about the 10. It is very close.
If the ball's on the 10, it should be a first down.
It's marked at the 9.5 or the 9 2/3 yard line. It is goal to go for Anna. That was the Malachi Minnick package, and it paid off.
Yeah, he had a nice lead block for him. Got him just enough room to get the first down.
Final 27 seconds, first quarter.
This is an outstanding defense they're going against right now.
Oh, it sure is. It's rock solid. The Tigers giving up ground grudgingly. New Middletown Springfield has had very poor field position so far in this game. The hidden yards, the kicking game, the turnovers, a big factor last night in the Division II state final, also critical so far in the initial 12 minutes of this game. And the officials confer, Anna football inside the 10, goal to go.
They had a problem with the play clock, but now the play clock is less than the game clock, so I don't know why they worried about it.
So many thanks on scoresbroadcast.com to our great underwriting sponsors. We'll run them down for you momentarily. First quarter coming to a close. Thanks so much on scores to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie, a world-class supplier. Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie. The Eilerman team of Mark, Scott, and Nick continue their father's legacy of quality craftsmanship. the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Go Goffney. We've got you covered. GoffneyFurniture.com. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. First quarter has ended. Time expires. Clock has run out. Anna is inside the 10 of New Middletown Springfield, leading 7-0 after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney has a corner on the market, and for a couple of very good reasons, quality and reliability. You see, for a long time, businesses throughout the region have counted on Regal for custom nameplates, badges, signs, and various industrial engraving.
Wing Trail has partnered with Regal Trophy and Awards for many years. They have given us a quality product, always at a reasonable price, and completed our projects in a timely fashion. They've been a great vendor to work with, and we're more than pleased with everything they do for us.
Need trophies, plaques, and awards? Many colleges and schools, including Sydney High School, have preferred Regal forever.
When I think Regal Trophy, the first thing that comes to mind is the Wurman family. They take pride in every trophy that's produced. Regal Trophy and Awards has been in their family forever. Sydney Athletics, they've been our only vendor for 30-plus years, and I know at every event that they're a part of, our student-athletes are going to leave with an award that is befitting the efforts they've put forward.
What a big smile on everyone's face with Regal Trophy and Awards. 1269 Wapak in Sydney at RegalTrophyAwards.com. Regal for the crowning touch.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S. Your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. We're the radio on your phone for high school sports.
When play resumes momentarily, we start the second quarter. Anna's got the football. Nose of the leather inside the 10, goal to go. Rockets up 7-0, striving for more. Bixler, offensive backfield, fakes the delivery to Yulskamp. Bart with a good read, he keeps. Outside right tackle, carves out space to the 6, the 5, inside it. Wrestled down on a good hit by a quarterback coming up from the secondary. Mitchell Seymour for the Tigers may have saved a touchdown.
Bixler during the season scores 99 out of 100 on that one. That was a heck of a defensive play to keep him out of the end zone.
Second down, goal to go from the 4. Bixler read the defensive line charge very well on that last play as two or three defenders bit on Hulskamp. Bixler tucked it away, got inside the 5. Long cadence. Fake to Yulskamp. Bixler keeps. Oh, a cavity opens up right up the middle, and he's untouched into the end zone. Touchdown, Anna. Wow. Puppelman and Dye broke open a big spread. And charging through the hole went Bixler as he takes it in the last two plays from a little better than 9 yards out. And Anna, thanks to New Middletown Springfield's turnover, penalties, and great field position for the Rockets, lead 13-0. All-important extra point upcoming for Ambus. Ball will be placed down at the 10. The kick is on the way. Boy, from up here, it looks real good. It's true. He nails it. Less than a minute gone, second quarter. Anna ahead of New Middletown Springfield in the D6 State Championship, 14-0 on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee here at Canton. Division 6 State Championship. Anna has broken out on top, 14-0 versus New Middletown Springfield with less than a minute gone by here in quarter number 2. Now the Tigers will have the wind advantage in the second period. Here's Will Luthman kicking off. Oh, it's a ground ball. It hits the turf at the 40, takes a high hop to the 34, return there by the Tigers all the way up over the 40 to near the 43, and Not sure about that strategy as the visiting team gets good field position, 6 yards short of the 50.
Well, I know they're kicking into the wind, and I would never second-guess Coach Marino because he's a heck of a football coach.
Anna trying to stay away from the speedy return men of the Tigers.
But, you know, 43, you've given them pretty good field position just by your kick.
2 yards short of the 45, first and 10 for Brungard, who's got trips to the right. Boy, this looks like a passing play. No, it's not. It's Brungard with a run right up the middle, and Anna's defensive front stays home, and they put an arm or two around his waist and jerk him down at the 44. Minimal gain of one for the sophomore quarterback of the Tigers. Same formation. Empty backfield. These look like pass formations, but so often Brungard will just keep it and mull his way right back up the middle. This one is a throw. It's a slant. Oh, it's a beauty. He hits Walker at the 47 of Anna. He stays on his feet and bullies his way down to the 40, inside it to the 39. That's a timing route, tough to defend for sure.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
And thanks to Morgan Smith of the Ohio High School Athletic Association for first quarter stats. 2 minutes gone, second quarter, and New Middletown Springfield now, Chuck, more comfortable offensively as the Tigers have advanced the football over the 50, 39 of Anna. And we got a lot of markers, pre-snap foul motion. That's, the fourth or fifth one?
Fifth. Yeah, I mean, that was a nice call. That was a good slant. There's not much you can do about it unless you jump the route. But so far, I mean, that's one play. That's one positive play.
So it's first and 15 for the Tigers at the Anna 44 with 10:04 to go here in the second quarter of this game. And Anna on top 14-0, taking advantage of good field position, a fumble recovery, some penalties by the Tigers. Here's Brungard, short drop. And here's a back shoulder throw. And it is busted up by Anna, incomplete at the 29-yard line.
Yep, that was Emerson. He's been playing lights out at cornerback.
Nolan Emerson all over the intended receiver, Olin, for the Tigers. There was no window in which to throw that football.
Well, there was another pre that didn't even count. I didn't see the flag. Another pre-snap penalty.
That's why everybody was in a slow motion look. A foul against the Tigers before the hike back to the quarterback, Brungard. So it's first down and 20. So that's back-to-back five-yard penalties. And New Middletown Springfield is just over the 50 now at the Anna 49. Brungard rolling right. He goes 12 yards laterally behind the line of scrimmage. Oh, and then Anna strips the football. It's loose on the gridiron. Back inside the 40. Still rolling. Rockets on a recovery at the 35. Brungard got a little too cute. He was a bit too fancy in the offensive backfield. My, oh, my, what a play by Cam Stewart.
There was a lineman that was trying to get it, and Stewart made up about 5 yards on him and got to the ball first.
And the Anna Rockets, who've had, what, Chuck, 11 or 12 mercy rule running clocks this year, are on the verge of going up 21-0. Early second quarter, new field position for Anna, 38 of the Tigers, after Brungard rolled out to the right, and he continued to lug the football toward the sideline, and it was kind of like a loaf of bread out alongside his hip.
Yeah, I don't think anybody hit him. I think he dropped it.
And Anna, Johnny on the spot with two big fumble recoveries in this game, both deep in the opponent's end of the field. Here comes Anna to the line of scrimmage.
This would be a dagger right here if they can put it up 21.
Let's see if Bixler elects to throw. Oh, he does. He looks middle of the field. Wide open receiver. It's going to be a touchdown. It's caught on the dead run. Yes, 6 points. There it is. Nolan Emerson, that first down quick slant middle of the field as the cornerbacks and the linebackers were snug up to the line of scrimmage.
Yep, the play action just held that safety, and Emerson ran behind him. He was 10 yards behind that safety.
Wow. What a play by Anna. How many times have we seen that this year? Two or three times. It has been Richards on the catch. The first down throw by Anna after Bixler and Yuleskamp run. And you are mesmerized by the Anna rushing game. And then the Rockets bring a forward pass on first and 10 from inside the 40 after the change of possession. TD strike. It goes for what, Chuck? 38 officially?
38 officially.
And then Ambus booms the extra point way up into the stands about 15 rows deep. He's got it. Anna 21, New Middletown Springfield, nothing. 3 minutes gone, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center is a founding sponsor of scoresbroadcast.com. LaCow manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors around the world. LaCow supplies parts for street sweepers, highway mowers, refuse collectors, and salt spreaders, for example. Its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCow. Locally, LaCow is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and ScoresBroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago, all thanks to the support from LaCow Equipment in Jackson Center.
Who's the big boy? Who's daddy's big boy? Big boy. Just what is it about Frisch's Big Boy? Is it their two delicious 100% beef patties? Or that secret tartar sauce? I mean, it is the original. Or those hand-breaded golden onion rings? And what about their hot fudge cake? Hey, big guy. Let's go to Big Boy. Frisch's. Just gotta have my Big Boy.
What's your favorite thing at Frisch's in Troy, Tip City, and Sydney?
Bart Bixler hits Nolan Emerson perfectly in stride, 38-yard bomb on first and 10 after the turnover by the Tigers, and Anna's up three scores, 21-0. We still have 9 minutes to go in the second quarter, Chuck.
That was a great call, and I'm going to take a little credit for it, because I said they come out on first down, they are so bunched up. If you play action them, that safety was coming up like he was reading Yuleskamp all the way, and Emerson was behind him. There was not a thing they could do about it.
Could you or I have caught that football?
Could have caught it. I wouldn't have scored.
Here is Luthman kicking off. It's a line drive down the right side of the gridiron. It stays in the field of play, doesn't go out of bounds. Short hopped at the 16 by the return man, Walker, for New Middletown Springfield. And he tightropes the boundary over the 30. First and 10, Tigers, who are down 21-0.
Yeah, I'll tell you, you just kind of see their energy has kind of waned here. They've won like 800 games in a row, and they're not used to being in this situation right now.
Yeah, both teams a bit jittery at the outset. You could expect that, but clearly, Chuck, this New Middletown Springfield team is not comfortable yet.
No, and they don't play MAC teams.
Exactly. First and 10, 32-yard line. Brungard has got three receivers right. He rolls that way on first down. No one available, so he keeps. And he high-steps his way over the line of scrimmage, and he's bear-hugged and dropped at the 33 or 34.
Yeah, Minnick ran him down from behind, but that was because the contain on the left side was outstanding. He had nowhere to go that time.
Brungard not as quick a foot as I had read. I was led to believe he was a little faster. Gain of just one on that last play, second down nine. Trips to the left for the quarterback, and the Anna Rockets are going to get a timeout, as apparently Anna defensively saw something it did not like. 8.5 to go, second quarter, 21-0. Anna over New Middletown Springfield in this D6 state championship game in Canton on scoresbroadcast.com.
Every single dish is delish, meal after meal after meal, at Maury's Landing Restaurant, Route 362 Minster, across from Lake Loramie.
Maury seems to excel at that. Consistent food, good meals, good prices.
How many years now have you been going to Maury's?
Basically since they opened the door, about 5 years.
Wow. Breakfast time, what do you like best?
Oh, it's got to be the Paradise Omelette.
And the fish at night?
I like the salmon. It's tough to beat.
Everything
dining on Maury's menu is a winner, and families like Maury's too.
We had a tenderloin sandwich, a margarita barbecue sandwich, a chicken cordon bleu sandwich, and my son had a cheeseburger, french fries, and applesauce.
How much did it cost? What'd you pay for a family four here at Maury's?
We spend about $35.
That's a good deal.
And we come here about 6 or 7 times a month.
You just get more at Maury's Landing, Route 362, Minster.
Here come the Tigers to the line of scrimmage. All out blitz pressure by Anna, and it's forcing a quick throw by Brungard, and it's an errant one behind the receiver. Seymour out at the 45-yard line. That was a good play call by Anna, as when the snap was made, the Rockets had 7 or 8 in the box, and they flooded the offensive backfield.
Yeah, because Seymour was open, but he had no time to find him.
Nope. So it's 3rd down and 9 for the Tigers at their own 33. 8:19 left, second quarter, and a 21. New Middletown, Springfield, nothing. We've got trips to the very short side of the field. One receiver, Walker, split 12 yards left, and now he's joined by another. Brungard, deep drop. It's a screen to the wideout who catches at the 30. He breaks a tackle. He's in the middle of the field, up over the 35, 40, scooting to the 44-yard line. It's a first down for the Tigers. Well done play. Anna almost made the stop in the area of the line of scrimmage.
Well, they ran that tunnel screen, and I'll tell you what saved that. It wasn't a great pass. It was a great catch.
Yes, it was. First and 10 Tigers at their own 43-yard line. That was well done by Walker on that last play. As Chuck noted, he made a nifty reception, making the QB look good. Here's Brungard. He gives to Duvall, his ace running back, and he plows for just a couple to the 45. He stood up right in the middle of the field by Malachi Minnick, who has help from Grant Spangler. It was confirmed, Chuck, by Anna head coach Nick Marino during the week that Spangler did make a strip sack last week against Mechanicsburg, recovered the fumble, although he was jobbed, so to speak.
Yeah.
It was ruled an incomplete pass.
Yeah, we said it to get time. There's no way.
Right. Oh, here's an out and up, left sideline. Long throw down the field by Brungard, and tiptoeing and staying in bounds and catching at the 32-yard line is Olin. Brungard, a back shoulder throw, and a defender right with him. Rockets couldn't pick up the pass in time. Well done by the home team, or I should say by the white shirts. And the home team on the scoreboard wearing green. First and 10 for New Middletown Springfield in Anna territory at the 32. This is the best offensive spurt of the day for the Tigers. Short drop, Brungard. Oh, it's a sideline throw. Receiver falls down en route. New Middletown Springfield bench, once pass interference. That's a good no call.
Yeah, he was going to get to that.
Seymour was running toward it, but he fell down. Had his man beaten by a step or two. Incomplete forward pass. Leininger was behind him. No catch. Second down, 10. Tigers at the Anna 32-yard line. As New Middletown Springfield tries to get its passing game heated up, down by 3 scores. 7 minutes left in the second. 1, 2, 3 receivers to the right. They're bunched, flanked 12 yards to the right on the numbers. Brungard rolls that way. He fires, and it's nearly picked off at the 23-yard line by Anna. Oh, what a play. That is Leininger downfield for the Rockets, who got a mitt on the football and smacked it away from the intended receiver. That was superior pass defense by Anna.
Yeah, they got good pressure on him, and then Leininger did a great job.
Line of scrimmage, the 32 of Anna, so after 2 incompletions, the Tigers face a 3rd and 10, 6:55 left in the second. And you can bet Anna's opponent will launch the football once more. Same formation, 3 receivers stacked, hash mark near side. Man in motion way out to the right. And we've got a pre-snap foul. It's coming up against New Middletown Springfield. That's number 6.
7.
7.
7 of them.
7.
I don't know if I've ever seen this in a first half.
It's kind of incredulous, really. Seven in less than a quarter and a half. Seven pre-snap five-yard penalties against the Tigers.
Whatever they used to clean the logo in the middle of the field on the left side, they should have used on the right side.
Yeah, they're shaded a bit differently. A couple different shades of blue. Nerve still being felt by New Middletown Springfield. So it's now third and 15. Deep drop, Brungard looks middle of the field, no one home. He's going to scramble and run. He's on the loose. He breaks contain at the 35, 30, and he dives ahead to the 28, still short of a first down. But he did ramble on the play for about nine, close to 10. Fourth and five, Tigers outside the 28 of Anna. Boy, Rockets had him corralled, nearly dropped him at the line of scrimmage. Trips to the left side, the wide side. Critical play here for New Middletown Springfield if the Tigers want to get back into this game.
No doubt. Big difference between 21-0 and 21-7.
Midway through the second. Short drop, Brungard, slant, middle of the field, receiver wide open. It's the tight end. Oh, he coughed up the football after the catch. It's on the ground. Anna's got it, but it's ruled knee down.
That's correct call. He was on the ground. They went zone that time, and they had their tight end just set up right in the middle of it. Went down, got the first down, made the catch.
Garrett Stahlsmith, 5'9", senior, fell into an open spot in the zone defense, hauled in the pass. Tigers have it at the 20 of Anna. Here's Brungard, middle of the field, gives to Duvall, and he's stacked. No room to go. Gain of nothing, 20-yard line of Anna, second down and 10. Middle of Anna's defense, stout. Kovacs and Minnick in there on the hit.
Yeah, also Puppelman.
Puppelman assisted. Anna forcing a second and 10. New Middletown Springfield is getting the play call from head coach Sean Guerrero. Far sideline. Trips to the far left side now. Straight drop back, but Brungard looks middle of the field. Tries to find Garrett Walker. Missed him. He's behind him at the 8-yard line. Three green jerseys there.
Stewart cut a hand in there and knocked it down, but I think the pass was behind. I don't think it was going to be catchable anyway.
Nope.
Threw it behind him.
Just over five to play here in the second quarter. Anna in the lead, 21-0. Nose of the football outside the Rockets, 20. Third and 10 for the Tigers. We've got one, two, three receivers far left side, and they are stacked again. Anna shades three secondary men that way. Man in motion far right. Brungard to throw. He's in the pocket. Plenty of time. Now he hustles to the right sideline. Good coverage downfield by Anna. No, a man breaks contain. It's Olin who catches on the dead run at the six. Goal to go. New Middletown Springfield.
He did a nice job that time, buying some time, finding the receiver open.
The Tigers have a goal to go situation outside the 5-yard line of Anna. Three receivers near side. That was a huge third down completion by Brungard, who threw on the run. This time he is going to run right end. He's got no space. He's out of real estate back at the 8, and he's forced out. He lost a yard, maybe 5 feet. Clock stops, 4:41 to go. Second quarter, Anna 21. New Middletown Springfield, nothing. Serious threat being posed here by the Tigers. Second and goal. He pulled that one down from the sky. It looked like it might be popped away by Anna's secondary. Ball didn't hit the ground, Chuck. We knew it was eventually caught by somebody. I thought at first it was an intercept.
Yep, I think he got his hands on it.
It went right through the paws of Emerson into the hands of the Tigers receiver, and it's 21-6 with the extra point coming by Medvec. He's only missed one all year. And here's his leg. And he cracks that one with plenty to spare, high and long. It's good. And New Middletown Springfield is off the snide, cutting Anna's lead from 21-0 to 21-7. 4:36 left in the second on scores.broadcast.com.
Two Rushi family-owned firms doing business for 60 years. Each are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. Superior Aluminum provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. The Francis Schulze Company distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze are two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise a family, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze are proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system, your radio on the phone for high school sports in the Upper Miami Valley. Well, Chuck, the Rockets need to do their best to preserve at least a 14-point lead at intermission, up 21-7 now, as New Middletown Springfield, which spotted Anna the first three touchdowns, has gotten its offense going and has produced a good drive and 7 points. Return on the Anna kickoff from the one, back out to the 17. That's it. Forward progress, maybe 18-yard line. Hulskamp brought it back, and Anna's opponent is fired up.
They got some excitement on the sideline across there now, and that was a nice drive. I mean, they took it about 65 yards, put the ball in the end zone, and that was a terrific drive. They get the ball to start the second half, so Anna needs to do something here.
Very well said. Rockets possession, 18-yard line, timeout situation, Chuck.
Two left for Anna. Anna's got two, and they got three.
Tigers have the full complement of three remaining. Anna to the line of scrimmage. Don't want to miscue here. Cannot turn it over from the 17. Bixler fakes to Hulskamp. Bart keeps. He's got an avenue outside right guard. Look at him go. Motors to the 30. He's got the first down. Plenty to spare. And he barrels out to the 39-yard line. Great read by Bixler. Hole opened up. Offensive line did its job. Bixler ran right through it, but there's a hold on Anna. Bring it back. Tough break.
I know, I have to erase.
Well, that's one thing that's plagued Anna.
Yes.
Off and on all year long. Rockets generate so many productive running plays that a holding penalty usually wipes out a good one. So for Anna, it is now first and every bit of 20 from the Anna 9, technically a 19, as the hold was spotted a yard upfield, so it winds up being a minus 9 on the penalty. Anna's got two receivers left. Don't think head coach Nick Marino will try anything too fancy here. Backed up inside the 10, leading 21-7, final 4 minutes, second quarter of play. Man in motion, Hulskamp. Bixler flares it to Riley out in the right flat. Oh, the Tigers are all over it. They smother the play at about the line of scrimmage. Hulskamp caught it back at the 7. A target was on his back. He was run out of bounds at the 10.
And the key on that one is ran out of bounds. So stop the clock without having to use one of the three timeouts.
Right. 3:48 to go, second quarter. Anna 21, Tigers 7. Second down, 18 to go for Anna. Line of scrimmage, the Rockets 10, as Anna tried to get Hulskamp out in space on that last play. Did not work. New Middletown Springfield, more often than not, Chuck, has defensed Anna pretty well.
Yeah. It's their miscues that's been the problem for her.
Here's Bixler in the offensive backfield, fakes the pitch to Hulskamp, and Bixler keeps. He's up to the 18, breaks a tackle, makes another man miss. Look at Bixler go. Near sideline, he punches his way to the 30. He's got the first down. Chuck, he got about 12 or 13 yards after being contacted two or three times.
Yeah, that was a terrific run by Bart.
Line of scrimmage marked at the 28. Apparently, he went out of bounds a bit sooner than I thought, but that is an enormous first down for Anna.
Yeah.
Under 3.5 to go, second quarter. Rockets lead 21-7. Second down, and just under 20 to go for a first down, and Anna picked up the first.
Yep.
Here is Bixler dealing Hulskamp. He's got open space. He cuts it back at the 40. He's beyond the linebackers at the 50. A safety tries to catch him down inside the 20. Hulskamp running hard. He lunges to the pylon. Got it for the touchdown. And our Rockets take the lead 27-7. Great read by Bixler. And it was Riley Hulskamp on a mad dash to the end zone. A huge crevice developed in the middle of that offensive line. What a job by Luke Dye and his fellow lineman up front. Hulskamp did the rest.
As 72 yards. Woo. And I'll tell you what, I want to say something impressive about the Springfield kid. He ran him down. I've never seen anybody moving that fast from the other side of the field.
That's what kind of speed this new Middletown Springfield team has. We've been reading all about it. It showed up there. Riley nearly ran out of gas inside the five. His last leap to the pylon got him in as he was being pulled down from behind. Ambus's extra point is right in the middle, center cut. He's got four in a row here today. He is now 85 for 93 on PATs for the year.
Well, I tell you what, you talk about an answer. The momentum had switched. Their crowd was excited. The sideline was excited. And boom, they put the spear right in him on that one.
How long a run by Hulskamp?
72 yards.
After a very productive run on second and long by Bixler for Anna.
91 yards on the last two plays.
Wow. Timeout called. 3 minutes left, second quarter. Anna back up with three touchdowns. 28-7 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
What a run by Riley Hulskamp. Offensive line exploded up front. There was a large gap that developed, and Riley Hulskamp could have run through that with two or three other team members alongside. And once Riley got beyond the linebackers, it was a foot race. A bouncing ground ball kickoff by Anna down to the 24-yard line. That one better executed.
Yeah, I like that.
Tackle made at the 30. That's where the Tigers start first and 10 with 2:56 to go in the half. And this drive right here for Anna's opponent is so important, Chuck, because as you noted a moment ago, the Tigers get the ball to start the second half. Anna needs to keep New Middletown Springfield off the board here. Otherwise, the Tigers would have a chance to score on back-to-back possessions late second, early third.
Well, and looking at the stats of the first quarter, they had held Hulskamp to 12 yards on 8 attempts in the first quarter.
Yeah, as New Middletown Springfield was geared to stop him at the outset of the game and did. Here is a short pass by New Middletown Springfield. It's in the hands of the receiver near sideline. At the 35-yard line, thrown downfield for Garrett Walker, popped off his forearm almost on the deflect, picked off by Anna.
Yeah, Bixler was right there. He got a hand on it, but he was too close to the sideline.
Second down and 10 for the Tigers at their own 30. They do have, three timeouts remaining?
Yeah, they've got all of them.
Uh-huh. 28-7, Anna. 2:52 left, second quarter. Three receivers far left. Anna showing blitz, and the Tigers take a timeout. No, Anna does.
Yep.
28-7 Rockets, under three to play, second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance. And that's for sure. Barker Insurance. North County Road 25A in Sydney. Phone 492-1857.
Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, the Pro Football Hall of Fame here in Canton. And a Rockets lead by 21 points over New Middletown Springfield in the D6 State Championship. We are late in the second quarter. Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna has served the Shelby County area and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Retker Road. Back to live action. Here is a very errant pass thrown by the quarterback Brungard. He was under duress, nearly sacked, as he aired one out wildly down the left sideline. It is third and 10 from the 30.
If he would have thrown that any place close to the receiver, either Emerson or Huelskamp would have picked that off. They had him blanketed.
Hoying and Hoying and Anna offer services for home remodels, additions, outbuildings. With over 200 years of experience with its current employees, Hoying and Hoying has become one of the premier home builders in the area. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale in Retker Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Well, Anna's opponent gets a break on third and 10. Slant pattern run by the Tigers, and Anna is a little quick to get there on the receiver's back. Interference at the 38. First and 10, penalty marked off from the line of scrimmage. Tigers have it at their own 45. 2:43 left in the second quarter. Anna up at 21 points at 28-7.
Same officials, same side of the field.
And we have a momentary delay as New Middletown Springfield indecisive about what play to call. And a timeout is taken by Anna's opponent. Hoying and Hoying Builders, by the way, currently looking for an experienced and highly skilled worker in the construction and finished carpentry field. You would be working with the highest quality craftsmen in the area. Again, for information, call 937-394-7144. What you can imagine, we at Hoying and Hoying Builders can create. A new underwriting sponsor right here on scoresbroadcast.com. In addition, thanks so much to Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie. Also an additional underwriting sponsor, Reese Meyering and Company has CPAs on staff. It works for many businesses in the region. It also can do tax and financial services for you, the individual. This full-service firm can complete controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups. That's Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Flexible, professional, easy to work with. Phone Ken Meyering at 937-295-3813. Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants. Here's a middle screen tried by Brungard and the Tigers offense, and it's suffocated well by Anna, just a yard or two over the line of scrimmage. Tackle made pronto by Malachi Minnick.
He did a nice job of reading that. He saw that he got through too quickly and turned around and made the play.
Second down, 8, Tigers at their own 47, 2:19 to go first half. Anna up 21 points. Run guard, short drop, whips a pass into the flat. It is caught on the dead run by Walker. He spears at the 47, tries to make a juke move, and leaps up ahead to the 45. He's at the first down stick and move the chains.
They're getting their passing game going right now, and Anna's going to have some discussions at halftime, make some adjustments.
Rockets a bit soft at the moment, trying to keep the ball and the receiver in front. Brungard wide side of the field, throws it the other way to Walker, and on the dash toward the sideline, he gets it at the 38 of Anna, down the sideline, 35, 30, before being flushed out. Well done by Brungard. He likes this Garrett Walker, who's quick on his feet. He's also blessed with good hands. And New Middletown Springfield is knocking on the door of Anna's end zone at the 30. Late in the second, Brungard, flat pass in the hands of the receiver, and it's knocked out. Oh, what a jarring hit by Anna. And the whiteout for New Middletown Springfield. Very slow to get up. It looks like Mitchell Seymour.
That was Huelskamp, and boy, he laid the wood to him on that one.
Yep, Riley really generated a blow at the 30. If it was caught, it was going to be no gain. And
if it was caught, he was going to fumble it.
Yeah. Boy, that ball went flying 10, 15 yards in reverse as Huelskamp yarded him with a timely hit. Incomplete pass. Clock stops, 1:50 left in the second. When we resume action, 2nd and 10, New Middletown Springfield at the Anna 30.
Yeah, he's up and jogging off. He's okay. He just sometimes that just it shatters your teeth when you take a shot like that.
For me, it would have shattered a lot more than that. I'll tell you. Huelskamp really, as you said, laid the wood to that receiver. 28-7, Anna in the lead by 21. Here at the half, we will feature Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, father of Anna quarterback Bart, via a pre-recorded interview. We'll talk to Andy. And also Garen Stokes, 7-year head football coach at Minster, will be here to provide some additional halftime analysis. Here's Brungard back to throw. No one available. Oh, he's swamped. Down he goes. A sack at the 36.
As Luthman, and boy, he put him down easy.
Luthman sat on him. A negative 5 on the play. Forward progress, the 35. 3rd and 15, Tigers. 28-7, Anna. Final 80 seconds, second quarter. Trips to the right. Couple of huge plays right here for New Middletown Springfield. Lines are down. Short drop, Brungard. Looks right hash. Anna goes up over top. Great defense on the play. It's Huelskamp. Or is it 23 Leininger?
It was Leininger. And I'll tell you what, that was a good no interference call because he has every right to go after the ball as the receiver does. And he went over top of the receiver and knocked the ball away.
Leininger with great spring in his legs went above the helmet of the intended man downfield, Olin, and spiked that ball free. So it's 4th and 15 for the Tigers, who take yet another timeout. Wow, what a play by Leininger.
It was outstanding, and luckily it wasn't on the other side of the field where the homer official, as I like to refer to him now, has been throwing pass interference calls like crazy.
And Chuck, can you play pass defense any better than Anna did on the last two plays?
No, that was outstanding.
Huelskamp and Leininger with timely hits and deflections on the last two plays for the Rockets. You can talk about Anna's offense all you want. It racks up the points. It wins by continuous clock. But this defense has really matured. It is rock solid everywhere on the field. And just about all these young men go both ways.
They're doing a good job against a team that's running some sophisticated routes.
Yes.
I mean, this isn't just send a couple of guys out down the field. They're running some real intricate plays that Anna is doing a nice job on.
So many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to the Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your benefits. Call Chris North, 937-498-7282, or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO. And don't forget Maury's Landing Restaurant, State Route 362 in Minster. 4th and 15 for Brungard and New Middletown Springfield. Here's a ball fired middle of the field. The receiver Walker with a leap and a stab. It's good at the 15. He stays on his feet and plows to the 11. Oh, what a clutch 4th down play by Anna's opponent, New Middletown Springfield.
Good throw, but I'll tell you what, Garrett Walker is a receiver.
He is excellent.
He had 3 guys on him.
He's got a good spring, fine hops in the legs, good speed downfield, superb pair of hands. Here's Brungard. He hands off on the plate to Duvall, trying to skirt right in. Nothing doing. Penetration by Anna. They throw him for a loss back at the 16.
If he did anything right that time, he at least got out of bounds.
So it's going to be 2nd down and about, 14 yards to go for a 1st down?
Yeah.
New line of scrimmage. The Anna 16, technically a loss of 5, 2nd and 15. And we're all the way down, Chuck, to 33 seconds to go in the half.
Yep.
And New Middletown Springfield has a timeout remaining. That's important. 2 receivers to the left. Line to gain is down inside the two. Run guard, fade pattern, end zone. Anna's got it covered. Rockets stay between the receiver and the ball and get in the path of that leather flying into the end zone, and there's no way for Garrett Walker, who's turned in catch after catch in this game, to make another one.
No, Emerson did a nice job of shielding him from the ball. He could not get where he wanted to go.
Yep, Nolan wedged himself in there and made sure that Walker didn't get a good look at the flight of the football. And there was no chance for that one to be caught. Fine D by Emerson, 3rd and 15. Tigers, 23 seconds to go. Brungard hands it off, then gets it back. Fires end zone, open receiver, trick play. New middle down Springfield. It works. It's a touchdown, a 15-yarder.
Little flea flicker.
Brungard to Duvall. As that play, I think, initially went from Brungard to Duvall in the offensive backfield.
Yep.
He flipped it back to the QB, who then flared it down the field to Duvall. And that little bit of trickery on third and long for New Middle Down Springfield gets the Tigers right back into this game. 28-13. Medvec on for the PAT. Keep in mind, the Tigers get the football to start the second half. No quit in this New Middle Down Springfield team.
Well, you didn't think they were going to go away.
Lions are down. Anna may have jumped into the neutral zone defensively. Now you've got a decision. If you're New Middle Down Springfield, do you take the penalty and try to punch it in on the ground?
They declined the penalty because they didn't want to get closer for the kick.
New Middle Down Springfield is choosing to kick it for one. They won't run a play from scrimmage to go for two. Kick by Medvec is well done. Oh, boy, mark it down. Clutch play. Flea flicker pulled off by New Middle Down Springfield. Brungard to Duvall, back to Brungard, and then a flip to Duvall in the end zone. The running back was unmolested, no one around. Anna forgot about him. Well done by the Tigers, who've cut the lead in half with 25 seconds to go in the second quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Go to Goffney for quality furniture priced just right. You see, the Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney has you covered with the very best furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and kids' bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and much, much more. Goffney's new innovative support report system can help you find the perfect fitting mattress and make sure you take advantage of the 5-star white glove delivery. Visit our beautiful showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture is always on display. That's Goffney, GoffneyFurniture.com, 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney.
This is Jack Kramer with Chuck McBee back at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton, the site of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Final half minute, second quarter, New Middle Down Springfield with a critical touchdown to cut the Anna advantage in half, 28-14. Kickoff following the TD sails through the end zone with the wind. Great kick by Medvec. Anna has it first and 10 at its 20. And again, Anna kicks off to start the third quarter. New Middle Down Springfield will have the opportunity essentially to score on back-to-back possessions overlapping the two halves.
Yeah, that's if they can come out there and get it down to a one score to start the third quarter, we got ourselves a ball game.
Yep, then the pressure may shift from the shoulders of the trailing team to Anna, which will have seen its lead chop from 28-7 to 28-21. Bart Bixler at the helm, play from scrimmage, waning second quarter. Ball dealt to Hillscamp. He skirts the right end. Collard, 24, 25-yard line, out of bounds. No, he didn't get to the sideline. Clock runs, and that will likely end the first half of play. Anna Rockets jumped on top 21-0. Middle Down Springfield showing a lot of jitteriness, if there is such a word, in the first quarter plus of this game. poor field position, a poor punt, seven pre-snap penalties, a couple of big turnovers, and a cashed in a big way. It vaulted to a 21-0 lead. But two of the last three scores have been produced by Anna's opponent, and we've got a contest here at the half, 28-14, Anna.
Yeah, I mean, it's anybody's game at this point.
So many thanks here on ScorersBroadcast.com to Frisch's in Troy, Tip City in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. John gives you his best shot. The in-between south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it is out of this world. Regal Trophy and Awards in Sydney on Wapak Avenue. At RegalTrophyAwards.com, Regal for the crowning touch. In Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. It will make your gift ideas come to life. That's the Jewelry Barn, Rushi Versailles Road, east of Rushi. It's the gem of Rushi and Shelby County, for that matter. Again, our anchor underwriting sponsors on ScoresBroadcast.com. A great deal of gratitude to Lacal Equipment, a Scores founding partner. Thank you, Lacal, L-A-C-A-L, conceived in California. Thus the name Lacal, having moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. Lacal Equipment, a Scores founding partner. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Route 25A. The U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. Back in a moment with our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine, 28-14 Anna on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGinc.com.
The Anna Rockets lead the New Middletown Springfield Tigers 28-14 after two quarters of play here at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. This is the D6 state championship. Anna up by two TDs, but that three-touchdown lead, which Anna had twice, has been shaved. It's just a two-score advantage, and New Middletown Springfield will receive the second-half kickoff. Our halftime brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. Wilson Health is the official sports medicine provider for 12 area high schools, including Sydney, Layman Catholic, Fort Loramie, Anna, Houston, Fairlawn, Christian Academy, Jackson Center, Botkins, New Bremen, Minster, and New Knoxville. Certified athletic trainers work with high school athletic programs to provide on-site services for student athletes. Chuck, as we noted just a moment ago, mistakes by New Middletown Springfield, the real difference in this game.
Well, it is. And we, you know, we talked about the penalties, and they had the pre-snap. They had seven penalties for 35 yards. Anna only had three penalties, but theirs came out to 40 yards. So they are actually negative in penalty yardage, even though they've got four less penalties called on them. Anna ran the ball 19 times for 140 yards, most of those in the second half or in the second quarter. Two of three throwing the ball for Bixler, 179 yards. 14 rushes, 9 yards for New Middletown Springfield in the first half, but he was 13 of 23 for 137 yards. 146 total yards for the Tigers. The Rockets, 179. First downs, Anna, 5. New Middletown Springfield 9. I gave you the penalties. The two turnovers by New Middletown Springfield, huge in the first half.
And the opening drive to start the third quarter for the Tigers is very key. Anna needs a defensive stop.
Well, I'm sure that most of what they're going to be talking about in there is talking about their pass defense, because they're putting a little pressure on him, but they need to figure out a way to, because they do a nice job of rolling him out, rolling him away from the pressure, and they've got a pretty sophisticated passing scheme right now. I'm impressed.
28-14, Anna in the lead by two scores over New Middletown Springfield in this D6 state championship game at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium. That's our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Early in her freshman basketball season in 2016, Fort Loramie's Marissa Myring suffered a serious knee injury. But in just 6 months, thanks to Wilson Health Sports Medicine, Marissa, now a senior, was healthy and back in the game. Listen now to another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story, as told by Marissa's parents, Betsy and Kevin Myring.
It was practice on December 15th when our daughter Marissa went down with a knee injury. Wilson Health Sports Medicine stepped in, assessed the knee injury as a complete ACL tear and a meniscus tear. It was a little devastating to hear as she started off her freshman year so strong.
However, Ryan Castle, Wilson Health Sports Medicine athletic trainer, played a major role in Marissa's full recovery.
There's so many great things that I can say about Ryan. He was just fantastic. He was there supporting Marissa every step of the way, from her injury to the assessment to surgery to rehab all the way to her full recovery.
And successful surgery on Marissa's knee was performed by orthopedic surgeon Dr. Matthew Heckler.
Marissa's surgeon, Dr. Heckler, was terrific. We had full confidence in him. He was just so compassionate and caring toward Marissa. I'll never forget the day in his office when he gave her the diagnosis of the ACL tear. Of course, she was in tears, and Dr. Heckler handed her a box of Kleenex and said, "It's going to be okay. I'm going to get you fixed up and we'll get you back on the court."
Marissa responded. After a solid sophomore basketball season, she excelled as a junior. She was named Girls Shelby County Player of the Year, First Team All Southwest District, and Special Mention All Ohio.
We're so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
This is Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee back in Canton, halftime, and Anna leads 28-14 over New Middletown Springfield in this Division VI state championship game. Our live halftime guest is Garen Stokes, 7-year head football coach at Minster, whose team lost to Anna in week one of the playoffs back on November 8th. Coach Stokes, Minster's teams have won state titles in 2014 and 2017, beating Kirtland and Cuyahoga Heights. In 2013, Garen's first year, 6-4, state champs in 14, as I noted. In 2015, a loss to the state champ, Fort Recovery, in a regional championship game, went 10-3 that year at Edminster. Next year, 10-5, lost in the state title game. That was in 2016. In 17, state title, 11-4 season record, beat Cuyahoga Heights. In 2018, 8-4, lost to Convoy Crestview in the regional semis. And this year lost to Anna in round one. Very good Anna football team. Coach, you won a state championship, went 2 years, won another. You've gone 2 years. Next year means it's time for another.
Yeah, I hope you're right.
How about these Anna Rockets, your analysis of the first half? Of course, you played Anna in the playoffs week one, and Anna taking advantage of New Middletown Springfield mistakes almost put this game away, didn't get the stop it wanted late in the second quarter.
Yeah, I think the mistakes from Springfield have really benefited Anna, and they're two really good football teams that are battling right now. That both of their studs are making plays on each side of the ball. It really has come down to Anna just being more solid and not turning the ball over. They played on a short field almost the whole first half, and then right. That long run by Riley was big. But what an answer by Springfield right back to come back and make this thing a ball game to go into halftime. So I'm excited, because if Springfield ever settles in, limits the penalties, and takes care of the football, this could come down to the wire.
And Garen, what's impressed me about New Middletown Springfield is not the running game, about which we've heard so much. Hey, this sophomore quarterback, he can really flip it.
Yeah, Anna has played a lot of man coverage too, and they've had a couple pass interference calls. The scheme has found some receivers. And then the touchdown catch down there, the fade ball down in the corner of the end zone was a big-time catch. And the quarterback is pretty dynamic. Anna has done a great job of putting some pressure on him, making him a little bit uncomfortable. But this is state finals, man. Their kids are going to make plays. It's pretty cool to watch.
I got to ask you, you've been here before, obviously. I just ran down your track record. You've had team after team after team in one crucial contest after another on the big stage. 7 pre-snap penalties here in the first half committed by New Middletown Springfield. How in the world, as a head coach, do you deal with that? It's problematic after a couple or three, let alone 7.
Yeah, you want them to take a deep breath and just relax. And that's probably what they're talking about at halftime. Like, just be us. You know, we're good enough to get here. Like, let's stop shooting ourselves in the foot. But some of those things is nerves. Some of the things you probably put in some new thing. A handful of those have been with motion,
right?
And on the offensive side of the football, so kids getting a little antsy. The timing's just not right. But it's a big stage. It has a tendency to do that to you a little bit.
And a little sluggish running the ball well early, as we saw how well New Middletown Springfield had prepared for Bixler and Uelskamp. And then the Rockets got it going. That offensive line for Anna, as you've remarked a few times to me this year, is as big and as athletic as any D5, D6, D7 offensive line you've seen.
Yeah, they're incredible. And they're a four-quarter offensive line group. You can stop them, you can load the box for a while. At some point, you're going to turn your shoulders, you're going to break. And that was the outside zone that Riley took off for the long run. It's just they put so much pressure on you to keep your shoulders square and stay in your gap every down that you just get tired. It wears on you and wears on you and wears on you. And that size and physicality, it can beat you up after four quarters.
Garen Stokes, head football coach at Minster, our guest here at the half on scoresbroadcast.com. D6 state championship, Anna in the lead 28-14 over New Middletown Springfield. It's not come into play yet. It did last night right away in the first quarter. The booth-driven instant replay here at the state finals. Last night, a LaSalle runner was tagged at about the 3-yard line, go for the end zone. Ball came down just short, according to the official, who thought the knee hit at the 1 before the ball just got to the edge of the white stripe. So he marked the ball for play and said second down, when in fact the replay ruled TD, 6 points.
Wow.
So what do you think? You like it here in the state finals?
Yeah, anytime we could get it more accurate, anytime we can get it right. I think that just benefits the kids. It's what's best for the kids because you throw out decrease the amount of human error is always a good thing for our sport. So as long as it's not taking up too much time and people aren't challenging everything, and the booth review, I think, is a big-time asset in these games. These are too important, man. You got two teams, two programs that have invested a ton of work to allow human error to mess with that is kind of stupid. So if you have opportunity and funds to booth review it, like, let's do it. I think it's best for kids.
Yeah, I bet you're hoping for history to repeat itself today. You lost to Fort Recovery in 2015 in the playoffs. Fort Recovery in the MAC went on to win the state championship. You lost to Ann in the playoffs this year. I'm sure you're hoping for the team that beat you earlier to go on and win the state championship today. You know head coach Nick Marino so well.
Yeah, I love Nick. And we're sitting actually down there with our high school head coach that coached us and a handful of our assistants. At Urbana. And,
right. Coach Carroll.
Coach Carroll and Coach Young. They were all down there. It's just really cool. We learned football together. And I know how hard Nick works. I know how much he cares about kids and he invests in his program. And he does it the right way. There's no any type of question in his program, it's being done the right way. So I'm a huge fan of him, and especially the Anna Rockets today. I hope they keep their foot on the gas here and finish in the second half.
Hey, this would be, if Anna were to win, the eighth different school in the MAC to win a football state title. How about that?
That's crazy. People always ask, you know, what's so good about that? One, they've got bigger people. I mean, the human beings that are coming out of there are just size-wise
is
different.
The corn, the water, what is it?
It's the big German DNA, I think. But man, what a testament to that area of high school football and high school athletes up there, communities.
Garen, thank you so much.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yep. Hopefully the Rockets can pull this thing out.
Yep, Garen Stokes, 7-year head coach at Minster. Next year starts campaign number 8. Garen, our halftime guest at intermission here at the Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, D6 state title, and a leading 28-14. Garen, good luck to you in the future, and thanks once more, buddy. Garen Stokes from Minster, our halftime guest. Serving the Upper Miami Valley since 1972, Barker Insurance has earned a reputation second to none. For many years, Barker has been the number one most valued agency in the area. Barker Insurance will customize an auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance program for you, representing firms like Erie, Buckeye, Ohio Mutual, and others. You're covered with a plan fitting your needs perfectly when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. County Road 25A, a mile north of I-75, number one, Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Well, Chuck, nobody any better to recap the growth and development of gridiron action at Anna than Superintendent Andy Bixler, the father of quarterback Bart Bixler. I sat down with Andy just a few days ago. Talk about the 20 years of Anna High School football. This is year number 20. Technically an independent at the outset, then a member of the Cross County Conference, and then in 06, Anna High School was asked to be member number 10 of the Midwest Athletic Conference for football, and it's worked out extremely well, paying dividends, especially here in the year 2019.
Yeah, so 20 years of varsity football, and like you said, we started off as an independent and kind of fell into an open date for teams in the Cross County Conference.
Right.
And that was really good for the program, especially starting out as a new program. We were a larger, I believe, the largest school in the Cross County Conference at the time, and competed well. After 6-7 years, the first 6-7 years of making the playoffs every year and not being able to advance, when an opportunity was presented to us to go to the Midwest Athletic Conference in 2006, I know Coach Riach, Mr. Muehlfeld as athletic director, Superintendent Dr. Granger at the time, and I was high school principal. We felt like while we knew the competition was going to be tremendous, that over time with our potential to have talent runs, that we could compete in that conference, and when we could compete, make the playoffs and potentially go on to a playoff run. And happens to be in the 20th year that we finally realized a few firsts, and some of those first regional qualifiers, regional champions, state semifinal, state semifinalists, and now getting a chance to play in state finals.
Your schedule has really improved over the years. There were a couple seasons. You played Marion Local twice, season playoffs, Coldwater twice, season playoffs. To beat the best, you've got to play the best, and the schedule strength has really worked in your favor. It's paying off significantly here this season.
Yes, some of those earlier years in the MAC when we did qualify, we unfortunately ran into another Midwest Athletic Conference foe, and I know the MAC likes to keep track of what the playoff record is against non-MAC opponents, and sure, unfortunately in those couple years we went back to back once with Marion Local, week 10 and 11, we had to play Coldwater in one of their state championship years in week 12, and that was a last possession kind of game, and we had gotten them in the regular season, and then they got us in the playoffs, and so darn if history wasn't going to about ready to repeat itself again this year with us in week 11 going against Minster, who we didn't play in the regular season.
Right.
And was one of the co-champions of the league with us.
That coaching continuity, always a plus. Nobody better than Brian Rioch to get this football program underway and move it forward for a period of years. He is still on the coaching staff on the defensive side of the ball. Hunsucker, his quarterback, when Brian coached, is on the offensive side of the ball. Great, great continuity for head coach Nick Marino to take over the reins 5 years ago.
Yes, one of the things that was impressive about Coach Marino from the outset is he really was appreciative of the opportunity to come to Anna and the tradition that had already begun, and wanted to continue that and perhaps enhance it.
Neat.
And one of the ways that he wanted to continue that was to ask head coach, former head coach Brian Rioch, to be part of the staff.
Oh, good.
And I sure am glad, like you said, we have former head coach as part of our staff, former players as part of our staff,
right.
And we have had great continuity in coaching over the 20 years.
Andy Bixler, superintendent, Anna Schools, our guest here at the half of state championship football, Anna, New Middletown, Springfield. Andy, I call you Bart every now and then. I'm sure I've referred to Bart during play-by-play as Andy once in a while. But you're the father of the Anna quarterback who takes his lumps every now and then, has many, many more outstanding plays than he does bumps and bruises. But you cringed a little bit in that Mechanicsburg game when he had his bell rung just a bit. What's it like being the father of a high school quarterback who's playing in the state title contest?
Well, first off, it's fun. And wouldn't want to trade that for any other experience for him. Coming into his senior season, and we all knew that the potential for this team was to be very good, but we also knew that this team needed to remain healthy.
Sure.
The very senior-laden team, not exactly experienced at the beginning of the year, but that was 14 games ago, so now very experienced and senior-laden team, and knock on wood, has remained healthy throughout the course of the year. Bart from time to time will definitely take hits. I know our training staff encourages him to avoid getting hits. I know that he carries the ball a lot, but has been also quite proficient at avoiding the big hit. And that situation that occurred in the game with Mechanicsburg is one of those that sometimes just happen. I think he was trying to get maybe an extra yard while he was wrapped up, and another kid came along, made a physical football play. And it took a while, but after getting thoroughly evaluated, it was deemed that he was okay to go back in the game, and that was good. I'm glad he gets the opportunity to continue to play.
I hear Bart is very health-minded, except he doesn't keep his shirt on all the time, often enough.
That is true. I think his coaches are more proficient at keeping him in uniform than his mom and dad are keeping him with his shirt on.
You talk about community support. Wow, Anna crowd doubled, tripled the Sherwood Fairview attendance, the Archbold attendance, the Mechanicsburg attendance, ticket sales brisk. Half the tickets gone by noon Monday this week in advance of the state championship game today. You can't ask for a better following than Anna sports programs get right here in this school district.
Well, that is true, and that has been the case for a long time. Our community is very supportive of our schools. They're very supportive of our sports. They especially like teams that are fun to watch, and I think this football team has been very fun to watch, very easy to support, but our community is very consistent at supporting our kids and our teams.
And that helps, because the players feed off that for sure.
They do, and you can see in our players that they continue to be confident. They continue to be appreciative of the situation that they're in. Something that I believe Coach Rioch started 20 years ago is thanking the crowd at the conclusion of the game, and that's no matter what the outcome of the game is. And that's a tradition that has continued and will happen again this morning at the conclusion of this game. No matter the outcome, we're going to thank our crowd for the way they support us.
Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools, commenting on the growth and development of football at Anna and the great community support that is always present for Anna athletic sports teams.
And they're very lucky to have him. He's a good man that does an outstanding job in his position.
But one thing he was critical of, he says he and his wife don't do as good a job keeping a shirt on Andy nearly as well as the football coaches do.
Yeah, you mean Bart.
Bart. There I go.
There you go. I don't think Andy's walking around with no shirt on. I was looking for him. I don't see him.
I've gotten him confused before. I'll call Bart.
He's taller.
Quite a bit. I'll call Andy Bart and Bart Andy. Well, the Anna Rockets have to kick off to start the second half, leading 28-14 with the wind. Luthman airmails one down to the one-yard line. Returned by Walker right back up the near hash. He's at the 19-20 undercut, and down he goes at the 22. Thanks so much to Andy Bixler, superintendent of Anna Schools. And I had forgotten, Chuck, that originally Anna was an independent way back when in football, then the Cross County Conference, and then the MAC, all during this period, the first 15 years, Brian Reok is at the helm. And no better guy to start this program and take it forward into the MAC than Brian Reok.
Well, and I'll tell you, it kind of, when you told me he was staying on as a coach but wasn't going to be the head coach anymore, I had a little concern there. I didn't need to.
that continuity with him staying on as defensive coordinator, and one of his former superb quarterbacks, Wes Hunsucker, coming on as offensive coordinator, Nick Marino accepting those two guys. Wow. The continuity's just been unmatched.
My only fear was, you got the kids looking at their old head coach, a new head coach, but it has been a terrific match.
First down running play for New Middletown Springfield from the 23 after the kickoff return is good for about 3 yards to the 26. It's Brungard again right up the middle. Not much of an opening behind his center. His brother, Brady, he sneaks forward for two more. So it's going to be third down for the Tigers and every bit of 3 yards to go for a first down. From the opponent's 29-yard line, Anna needs to stand tall here and force a punt. A minute 10 seconds into the second half, Anna on top of 14, 28-14. Rockets with 11 wins with point margins of 30 or more. I don't think that's going to happen today. Uh-oh, we got a pre-snap foul, the eighth against the Tigers.
Wow. That's the most fives I've ever written down in a row in a football game.
Incredible. Yep, Garen Stokes and I talked about that just a few minutes ago. He said somehow, some way, the coaches need to urge the players to relax and take a deep breath.
Yeah, I'm not sure. The person who jumped on that one, I don't think had anything to do with the play.
Right.
He was the end on the left end, on the left side here.
Line play up front for the Tigers, a bit jittery still. Huge play here, third and eight from the 24 of the Tigers. Brungard fakes the inside handoff, makes a late pitch over the middle. Look out, it's picked off by Riley Huelskamp at the 30. He's got a lane down the near side. He'll take it to the house. He does. Riley Huelskamp, 30-yard interception return. He jumped the route. Ball intended for the primary receiver for the Tigers, who's Garrett Walker. Huelskamp leaped in front. He diagnosed it beautifully, and he was gone immediately, Chuck. When he snatched it, he had, all kinds of real estate from the numbers to the sideline. He was by his lonesome.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, that goes back to that the young man that jumped on the end of the line. It took it from a third and two where they could run it. They had to throw it. It cost them 6 points.
Yep, it made Middletown Springfield rethink. They went from a running play to a pass play, and they went to the well once too often. Riley Huelskamp made the interception. He's seen that play before a few times today. He jumped the route, and away he went. Extra point try by Ambus is not good. Timing was thrown off. Bad snap, kick missed. Anna 34, New Middletown Springfield 14, with 10 minutes left in the third quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Tell you what, Chuck, this Riley Hulskamp was the, co-offensive player of the year in D6. Not too shabby on defense either.
He's to me, from what I've seen, is the best player overall in Division 6. And you might even kick him down in Division 5 a little bit.
Here's the kickoff by Luthman, and it takes the return man, Walker, 2-3 yards deep in the end zone, over the shoulder catch. Ball will come to the 20. That's big, hidden yards, forcing Anna's opponent to begin from its own 20-yard line. Well, so much for the advantage New Middletown Springfield had receiving the third quarter kickoff.
They gave up 6 points.
And again, as Chuck noted so aptly, that pre-snap penalty on third and short forced the Tigers into a third and long. It changed the play for sure. And Riley Hulskamp was aware. He was alert. He saw it coming. And here's the quarterback for New Middletown Springfield. Brungard back to throw. It's an up and out to the sideline. It is caught on the dead run by the receiver. Brilliant catch. It is Olin at the 38 to the 40. Stays on his feet near sideline over the 45. It is a 28-yarder. Olin was not covered. No one near him for Anna. Blown assignment.
Yeah, somebody lost him.
Line of scrimmage, the 47 officially for New Middletown Springfield. The Tigers fake the inside handoff and throw a flat pass to a receiver who has to come back behind the line of scrimmage to snare the wobbly throw. He does. It's Duvall. He hangs onto the ball, but he gains nothing.
Yeah.
Second down and 10, right at the 47.5. 2.5 minutes gone here in the third quarter. Anna 34, New Middletown Springfield 14. Rockets in the lead by 20. Anna's biggest lead in this game, 21. They had that on two previous occasions, 21-0, 28-7. Here is a snappy looking pass thrown by the quarterback Brungard. It is complete on the play to Seymour in Anna territory at the 49. And he puts his head down and knifes to the 46. So it's going to set up a third and 3 for the Tigers. 8:50 to go in the third. Trips to the short side of the field for Brungard. He might run it twice. He goes outside right tackle. He's got a little bit of a crevice, and he backpedals through it at the 44 to the 42, maybe even the 40. He's got the first down with 3 yards to spare. Tackle on the play by Minnick of Anna, not before the Tigers picked up the first down. New Middletown Springfield has continued to shoot itself in the foot with big mistakes. Takeaways by the Rockets have been key to this 20-point advantage. Trips to the left side for Brungard, the sophomore quarterback, 6'1", short drop. Oh, he's going to run all the way. And nothing up the middle. He goes wide. He's shouldered down by Anna at the 40-yard line. That was a good hit on the play by, guess who?
Hulskamp.
Riley again. He took on the 6'2 Brungard and stopped him for no gain. Brungard wanted to barrel up the middle. No opening. He popped it wide. Hulskamp tracked him down. So from the 40, it is second and 10 for the Tigers. 7:40 left in the third. Anna up 20. Brungard, deep drop, middle of the field, and the receiver reaches up to get it. It is Seymour, and a hand from an Anna defender claws the ball away.
Kovacs did a great job.
What a play by Kovacs of Anna. But Ben Kovacs used every bit of his 6'2" length to get a piece of that football. It was just a hair underthrown, allowing Kovacs to get in the path of it. And it sets up a third and 10 for the Tigers from the 40 of Anna. Tight coverage on the outside by the Rockets, who expect pass. Oh, it's a double reverse. It may be a pass. No throw. The running back is way back behind the line. 20 yards, 15. He's up the far sideline. Anna's got it smelled out. The play results in a minus 5 or 6.
He may have played himself into a punting situation.
Wow.
That was that same play they ran for the touchdown, except this time they faked the flea flicker and ran the double reverse, and Anna was all over it.
Yep, the speed guy, the wideout, Walker, wound up with the football on the second handoff at 1 point, Chuck, with the line of scrimmage being the Anna 40. He was way back at his own 40.
Yeah, he was deep down the field.
So it's 4th and 15 from the Anna 45 with 6:55 to go in the third. Deep drop, Brungard. No one available in the secondary. He's going to run. He's not going to make it. Anna's got him crowded. He's back to the line of scrimmage, and the Rockets pin him down at the 39. Anna takes over. That is a significant series that comes to an end right there.
Yep. If I was a Tiger fan, I would not have been real happy with that double reverse they called there. They were doing a pretty good job of just running it down the field.
Yep, the 5-yard penalty on the previous possession changed a play call. The double reverse attempt there on third down set them way back. A new middle down Springfield not making the offensive strategy here in the third quarter it needs to in order to get back into this game. And Anna's got a possession from its own 39, up 34-14 with 6:47 to go, third quarter. Here is Bixler, hands to Hulskamp, right tackle, picks his way, gets to the line of scrimmage, and spins to the 42 or 3. He got four.
We were talking, he had 89 yards at halftime. 72 of those on one run, though. So they've done a pretty good job on him. But the thing about Hulskamp is any place on the field he touches the ball, he is capable of putting in the end zone.
Exactly. Rockets to the line of scrimmage on second and 6. Two receivers right. And New Middletown Springfield shows 6-7 up in the box. Flag flies. Ball dealt by Bixler to Hulskamp. He tries to get on the edge, near sideline, beyond the numbers to the boundary. And he is pushed to the turf at the 45 or 6, 3 yards short. But I think the penalty marker is against Anna.
Well, I think what the official did was there was motion. He didn't throw the flag in time, so he had to make something up. Correct call, but the play it was a pre-snap call foul. It was not what he called.
So it's second down all over again. Tigers take the penalty. It would have been third and several to go for a first down. Now it's second and 11 for Anna at the Rockets 38.
Anna will take the time off the clock and gladly take that.
Sure. Here is Bixler. Oh, a great fake. Fine read. He didn't give it to Hulskamp. He hung on. Bixler around left end, twisting and turning. 48-49. He's got 10 and a first down. Hard earned by Bixler.
Wow, what a run.
It all started with a terrific read as several defensive linemen for New Middletown Springfield bit on the fake and dove at the feet of Riley Hulskamp. Bart Bixler, with a crafty sleight of hand maneuver, had the football all the way. And he produced 10 and a first down, shy of the 50. First and 10 Rockets, 5:20 left in the third, Anna 34, New Middletown Springfield 14. Rockets have two receivers far right. Bixler fakes to Hulskamp again. Bart keeps outside left tackle. Oh, a juke right, a juke left. Stays on his feet and pounds to the 45. And he carved out 6 more. New Middletown Springfield off balance right now.
Yeah, and this just if Anna can just take up some time, go down and put another score on the board, we can go ahead and put a bow on this one.
Line of scrimmage, the Tigers' 45-yard line, under 5 to play, third period. Bixler looks to the Anna bench. Bart, long cadence. Play clock down under 6. He's milking the clock.
Bixler jab, step to the right, half roll that way, keeps, doesn't pitch to Hulskamp. Bart is on the edge. He's around the corner, 35. He's speeds to the 30. Still, that's 28. 30. Nice run to the 28. Chuck, that's about what, nearly 20 more?
17.
Nearly 20 more?
17.
Yep. Bart Bixler is doing a great job hanging on to the football. Because it seems like New Middle down Springfield is spying all over Riley Hulskamp, who's not getting the pitch.
Well, New Middletown Springfield has some athletes. They don't have near as many as Anna has.
Again, Chuck, as we've remarked all year, there is a speed difference on the field. Now, New Middletown Springfield has got some burners. But all told, Anna's got the advantage, as shown here. It's Hulskamp going wide around the corner. Could have been thrown for a loss outside the 30. He does manage to make a gain out of nothing, tripped up at the 27, maybe the 26 of the Tigers.
I think he could have cut it up, and he knew that. When he got tackled out there, he was kind of pounding the ground. He knew that the play was should have cut up.
Yep, he had an opening, an angle to maybe get across the line of scrimmage sooner. And then that is when Riley is so dangerous, because when he does get a few yards downfield, he can cut back against the grain, the flow of the defense, and make things happen.
He's shifty.
Second down, 8, Anna. Hulskamp right up the gut behind Luke Dias, center, and he barrels to the 20-yard line. 3rd and 2 coming up for Anna. Seconds ticking away here in the third quarter. We're down to 3.5 remaining. Anna up by 20. Fast break offense. Bixler, Hulskamp between right tackle and guard. Oh, he's got a slither of an opening. He slashes through. 10, 5. He won't be caught. He's over. Hulskamp with 2 scores here in the third quarter. And Anna has run up the score to 40-14.
Yep, this one's over.
Well, New Middletown Springfield had 2 possessions here in the third period to produce points. And Anna turned the Tigers aside.
Well, they did produce points, 6 for Anna.
Yeah, they sure did. Extra point try by Ambus, who missed the last one. Timing was not on target. Thus, his kick failed. This one flutters toward the left upright. It's inside it. Yes, he's got it. 3:09 left, third quarter. Anna in a rout, 41-14 in the D6 state title game on scoresbroadcast.com.
The Gem in Rushi, Ohio is the Jewelry Barn. Jolene Renderly and her staff are certified by the Gemological Institute of America.
Our Jewelry Barn is quite unique. The Jewelry Barn offers a wide variety of costume jewelry and high-end jewelry. We have a wide variety of engagement rings.
And located among cornfields on the eastern edge of Rushi, the Jewelry Barn is known as the Gem of Rushi.
Yeah, that's right, Jack. That's what our customers call us. It's a repeat business, and they come from all over. It's great.
The Jewelry Barn at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road.
Just a nice little shop.
Up the Anna Rockets, Chuck, may have sealed the deal right there.
Yeah, I think they did. I mean, it's going to be a 27-point lead at this point. It's going to be tough unless they make some humongous mistakes.
Yeah, Anna is yet to turn the ball over, and that's what New Middletown Springfield needs to make happen.
Well, they've given up. New Middletown has given up 20 points on 2 fumbles and an interception, and another 7 points on a 13-yard punt from their own territory. So they have been very giving here in the Christmas spirit today.
And you sense here in the third quarter, as Anna's momentum builds, some of the start, some of the life has been taken out of the opposition.
And some of the people on the other side of the field are leaving. So I think that they're getting it too.
I'd like to give a big shout out to David Buells, who is the husband of my daughter, Bethany. Oh. David is a Canton native. This is his home territory. He's down at work in Cincinnati right now. Bethany is in the middle of her school day at Miamisburg, but a big shout-out to David Buells, Canton native, down in Cincinnati, who's enjoying our webcast here today on scoresbroadcast.com. Anna Rockets 41 and New Middletown Springfield 14. Kickoff a yard deep in the end zone. Oh, that's a weapon. Luthman drives another.
beyond the goal line, and it's first and 10 for the Tigers at their own 20, and from now on, Chuck, it is pass, 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 and tee off on the new Middletown Springfield quarterback.
Yeah, I think you probably play a little bit of zone. You go ahead and rush the quarterback, keep everything in front of you, and make them use clock.
So many thanks here on ScoresBroadcast.com to Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like Brookins. Thanks so much to Carl Arnes, the owner. He creates a fun, family-friendly atmosphere at Brookins. We'll talk about more of that fine restaurant at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie in a minute. Here is a pass thrown by Brungard in first and 10 from the 20, and it's well behind the receiver in the flat, 3 yards upfield. Brungard not quite as accurate here in the second half as he was in that second quarter.
I think those young men are thinking about that warm locker room.
Brookins in Fort Loramie, well known for its juicy roasted chicken dinners, plus many savory sandwiches and cheesy and meaty homemade pizza. The special tomorrow night features 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops at Brookins in Fort Loramie. Oh, here's a quick slant by New Middletown Springfield, and it's a dandy. It is caught on the dead run by the receiver. Beautiful reception by Olin at the 30, 35, 40. Ooh, Anna saves a touchdown with a shoelace tackle at the 41. Well done on the play by Leininger, who kept that one from going to the house. First and 10, Tigers at their own 41. Brungard, short drop, looks near side. Oh, he's got some happy feet. He tries to run out of pressure. Anna sacks him back at the 34. Rockets are in on him in a heartbeat.
Spangler.
Oh, what a play by Grant Spangler.
That's the first time we've called his name. He had a terrific semifinal game.
Sure did. This team defense for Anna has weapons all over the gridiron. They will come at you from every different angle. If it's not Minnick, it's Luthman. If it's not Luthman, it's Spangler. The secondary is outstanding. Egbert, a linebacker, leading tackler on the year. We've called Kovac's name, Stewart's name here today. Here is a down-and-out pattern thrown by the quarterback, intended left side of the field for a wideout. It's Olin again, well over his head as that ball soars into the Anna bench, and it's a 3rd and 16.
I think Mike Muehlfeldt can go ahead and look on the wall and find out where he wants to put the state championship plaque for football.
Oh, yeah. Line of scrimmage, the Tigers 35. They can get a first down at the 49 of Anna. 2 minutes to go, third quarter. Rockets up at 27. Deep drop by Brungard, looks middle of the field, and it is over the head of the receiver, almost picked off by a green shirt over at the 45 of Anna. And New Middletown Springfield, Chuck, seems to have thrown in the towel.
Well, I mean, they played hard, and I think, honestly, this is the best team that I've seen Anna play, but Anna's just that good.
Yeah, had it not been for New Middletown Springfield's mistakes.
Well, I'll give you that, but they took advantage, and that's what really good teams do.
Exactly. But you wipe out those faux pas by the Tigers, and this game might be nearly even. But Anna capitalized on those blunders. And you're so right, Chuck. Teams that win championships make you pay for your mistakes. The punt by Medvec of New Middletown Springfield rolls to a stop at the 29-yard line, and that's where Anna starts first down, 10 yards to go, with a minute 47 left in the third. One more score, Chuck, and we've got a mercy rule continuous clock.
That'd be good, because we got a long drive home.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Thanks so much to Brookins. Enjoy that new late-night menu, open till 2:30 a.m. Thursday through Saturday. Great food at Brookins. You'll enjoy the space, too. Perfect for anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60. You can't beat Brookins at 10 Elm Street in Fort Loramie. Like them on Facebook, Brookins, BrukensPub.com. Brookins with that Saturday night special, 2 delicious 8-ounce marinated pork chops. Rockets run it for 4 on first down, 2nd and 6 at the Anna 33. Tigers almost jump off sides. New Middletown Springfield is spaced a good yard off the line of scrimmage defensively with the five down defensive linemen. Snap to Bixler. He reads, gives to Hillscamp. He's on the periphery, down the sideline. He's got the first down. Marches over the 40, surges to the 43. He's got a ramble of about 10 or 11, and a first down for the Rockets at the 43-yard line. Could this be another continuous clock and a victory?
It surely could be.
Anna's got 11 wins this year via the running clock, 30-point margins or better. Anna scored 42 or more points 12 times this year. It's been a high-powered offense that has been unstoppable, and the state championship game proves it. Here's a pitch out. Bixler, Hillscamp around the edge, and he plows to the 50. Won't be denied. He is close to another first down at the 48. Coming up to make the tackle for the Tigers on the play was Seymour, who doubles on defense, wide out on offense. Well, if he doesn't trip up Hillscamp, he might have been off to the races again. Second and very short for Anna, just on the Tigers' side of the field. 20 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Anna up by 27. Slot right Stewart. Long cadence. Oh, Bixler fakes the inside handoff. He throws. Middle of the field. Richards. It's a wide open post pattern. He muffed it. Oh. He had 6 points right in his lap at the 18-yard line. He beat the secondary man by 10 or 12 yards and dropped the football. Boy, that would have put a capper on this game.
I'll tell you what an incredibly good call. Everything but the catch.
Jeffrey Richards had split the two safeties. They had left him alone. Richards was going to catch it and walk into the end zone the final 25 yards.
Yep, I had already written it down.
Well, that was a good time to try it.
It was perfect. It was second and one.
Now third and one. Anna with an unusual-looking formation. They bunched it up with Malachi Minnick in the offensive backfield, and Minnick gives Bixler a push. And he barges for two, and it's a first down at the Tigers' 46-yard line. I wonder if we'll see that pass play again, or maybe we're done for that.
I think that was it. I think they took one more shot.
And Anna won't run a play here at the end of the third quarter. Time will expire. Rockets up 41-14 in this D6 state championship game at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton on scoresbroadcast.com.
We tried numerous accounting firms before we ran across Reese Meyering, and we've stuck with them for the last 25 years.
Ron Elmore, the president of Southtown Painting in Miamisburg. It may employ as many as 100 people. Southtown has benefited greatly from the partnership with Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants in Fort Loramie.
What a professional company. I wouldn't know what to do without Reese Meyering and Company.
Reese Meyering, located in Fort Loramie, and Southtown Painting here in Miamisburg. With remote access through computers to Reese Meyering's accounting software, it's as if there's no distance at all.
Wow, like your next-door neighbors.
It is. Thanks to Reese Meyering and the Internet, it's always a speedy and efficient accounting process.
Reese Meyering performs tax and financial services for you or your business. This full-service firm completes controllership functions like payroll, payables, receivables, accounting software setup, and consulting for business startups.
Southtown Painting would recommend Reese Meyering for accounting for any company, large or small.
Phone Kevin Meyering at 937-295-3813 for Reese Meyering and Company, CPAs and business consultants.
They're flexible, they're professional, easy to work with. That's Reese Meyering.
This is scoresbroadcast.com, scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. 41-14, Anna en route to a D6 state championship over New Middletown Springfield here today on scoresbroadcast.com. 27-point cushion. It looks like the Rockets have taken the life right out of New Middletown Springfield.
Right. Well, they're number one in the state for a reason.
Yeah, this team, New Middletown Springfield, was looking for its 20th straight victory, overlapping two seasons. It had been red hot, and the Anna Rockets have exploded here today, taking advantage of every single gift the Tigers gave them. Plus, the Rockets' offense has made big plays at the right times. On a 1st-and-10 run from the new Middletown Springfield 46 is Hulskamp, outside right tackle, and he hammers to the 40-yard line. He generates 6, 2nd down and 4. Anna controlling the ball and the clock at this point, opening half-minute, 4th quarter of this game. Tell you what, that drop pass by Richards, which would have been a touchdown a couple minutes ago, was really about the only mistake Anna's made today.
Yeah, I saw him down there. He's shaking his head still. That's too bad. I mean, that's a touchdown in a state championship game.
Rockets to the line of scrimmage. Bixler's got two backs back there. One is Minnick. Bart keeps, fakes it to Malachi. Bart puts his head down and butts his way to the 38, still too shy of the first down stake. It'll be 3rd and 2 with 10:50 to go here in the 4th quarter. Anna 41, new Middletown Springfield 14. The Rockets have buried the Tigers in the D6 state title contest. Still gray skies overhead.
Had sun for just a little bit. Now it's over. It's winter again.
Wind out of the northwest. Little drizzle this morning, just after dawn. Nothing now. Anna might have made its first error of this game in the offensive backfield. Thought the Rockets coughed it up. Running play snuffed out. In fact, it results in a -2 or -3 to the 41. 4th and 5, Anna.
Yeah, that was that fake pitch, and then Bixler kept it, and it didn't fool anybody.
Nope. The read by Bixler was well read.
Yeah.
By the Tigers defense. Receivers to the left for Bart on 4th and 5 from the Tigers 41. Clock running, 9:51 left in the fourth. That's all that separates the Anna Rockets from a D6 state title. And as that play clock was about ready to wind down to near zero, Anna gets a timeout, maybe a pooch punt coming up here from Bart Bixler, who knows.
They like that play, so I would not be surprised if they run that.
Under 10 left in this game, under 10 minutes to go, Anna with a commanding 27-point lead. Chuck will keep it right here and let our listeners know all about Dan Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, a 4-decade, 2-generation business dedicated primarily to residential construction, creating new homes, building additions, and remodeling. Eilerman prides itself in developing excellent working relationships with you. Eilerman's mission is to create for you a product that is truly customized to meet your needs. The Eilerman team of Dan, Mark, Scott, and Nick work with you step by step by step. That's Eilerman Construction in Fort Loramie, 419-582-3824. And don't forget here on scoresbroadcast.com, we're also brought to you by Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney. Anna 4th and 5. Bixler is 5-6 yards behind the line of scrimmage. Anna with an illegal procedure, and this might force a punt for sure. New line of scrimmage back around the 45 of New Middletown Springfield, and just as I say that, here comes the punt unit.
Yeah, you're not going to get them with a pooch punt at that point when they know it's not a running play.
Luthman retreats to his own 43 or so to punt it. A directional kick is advised here toward the sideline, deny the return, and pin the opponent back inside the 20. Luthman airmails it in the air, and the return man for New Middletown Springfield doesn't call for a fair catch. He runs up, gathers it, and he's smacked down right now at the 14-yard line. Garrett Walker was popped, and that's where the Tigers begin inside their own 15.
Garrett Walker had 8 catches for 106 yards in the first half. I don't think he's caught one here in the second half.
He's been stopped. Anna talked about him at intermission, you can bet. But he is a good, sure-handed receiver with fine legs, good speed. Number one man all year long catching the ball for New Middletown Springfield. And He was a big factor in that second quarter when the Tigers' offense was quite productive. So from the 14 of New Middletown Springfield, the Tigers start 1st and 10, 9:33 to go fourth quarter, 41-14 Rockets. And here's the quarterback Brungard throwing into the left flat. That pattern was stalemated. Good coverage out there by Nolan Emerson. The receiver Seymour had no chance. Ball was behind him. Receiver went to his knees, and Emerson was right on the keister of the return of the pass catcher. Seymour, no chance to reel that in. Incomplete, 2nd and 10, 14-yard line. Goffney Furniture and Mattress Center in Sydney's got you covered with the highest quality furniture for your dining and living areas, adult and youth bedrooms, and home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Priced to fit your budget with finance options and easy application. Also at Goffney, find the perfect fitting mattress by using the new innovative support report system. Come in, try it, and you'll feel the results. Visit our showroom with hundreds of room layouts. New inventory of furniture always on display. That's Goffney, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com. 2600 West Michigan in Sydney. Go Goffney, we've got you covered. 3rd and 7 after a 2-yard run by New Middletown Springfield. Brungard to pass, fires, far hash. It is intended for Seymour, a bit too far, incomplete. Thanks again so much to Morgan Smith from the Ohio High School Athletic Association with third quarter stats.
Well, there they are.
Punting situation for the Tigers. Rockets will get it back with a chance again to push this game out to a 30-point-plus advantage and produce a running clock.
Buehlskamp has 140 yards rushing. Bixler has 91 now.
Rockets' run game, after a sluggish start, has turned it on. Short field upcoming for Anna. Rockets are wise. They're looking for a fake. New Middletown Springfield boots it from the three. Nobody back for Anna. The ball hits at the Rockets' 43, and it kicks all the way to the 23.
That'll help your average.
20-yard hop, skip, and roll at the end of that punt by Medvec of New Middletown Springfield. So Anna starts inside its 25. Rockets had no one back. Anna had two or three defensive players lined up at the line to gain, thinking, maybe a fake.
Well, there's no reason not to go safe on that one.
So the Rockets start actually from the 22, 1st and 10, 8:40 left in the fourth. Don't forget, tomorrow afternoon, we've got high school basketball for you from Anna, well-timed.
Yep.
Rushi play the Anna girls. Rushi Raiders play the Anna women at 2:30. Webcast time about 2:10 tomorrow afternoon from Anna. Those two clubs figure to be 2 and 3 behind Fort Loramie in the Shelby County League this year. Botkins has got some experience back. That team could also be a factor in that race for 2nd and 3rd in the Shelby County League. But tomorrow, about a 2:30 tip-off, Anna girls host Rushi on scoresbroadcast.com. And speaking of Rushi, a couple fine underwriting sponsors here on scoresbroadcast.com include Superior Aluminum and the Francis Schulze Company. Superior provides the finest aluminum columns, railings, and fence available on the market. And Francis Schulze distributes quality wholesale building materials to lumber dealers, home centers, and door specialists. Superior and Francis Schulze, two of the many unique industries in Shelby County that help make the region a great place in which to live, work, raise families, and receive an education. Superior and Francis Schulze, proud supporters of scoresbroadcast.com. And we thank all of the staff and associates at both Superior and Francis Schulze. And look out here, Anna on a big run. Bart Bixler outside right tackle. He got a key block, made a man miss. Look at Bart go, 50-40. He's on the loose. Will the Tigers catch him? And they finally do, down inside the 5-yard line. A splendid run by Bixler. The rushing yards for the Rockets continue to mount here in the second half. Great blocking
up front. Puts them over 300 now for the game.
And Anna's within one play, Chuck, maybe two, of making this a mercy rule continuous clock. It's Bixler right behind the center, Luke Dye. Bixler puts his head down. He burrows. He's at the half-yard line, does not quite get in. And that's one that might be up for instant replay because it looked like from up here he got the football to the thick white stripe. Nonetheless, Anna with a second down and goal from a foot or two away. Bart Bixler with a terrific run. Anna's offensive line gouged a big hole in that new Middletown Springfield defense, which has simply had the starch taken out of it in this second half. Here's the Malachi Minnick formation. Bixler puts his head down. He nudges. He's in. A touchdown. And we've got another continuous clock game. 47-14 Anna with 7:37 to go. Fourth quarter.
This is a very, very, very happy green contingent on this side of the field, and they should be.
Boy, Anna was taking it easy running Bart Bixler, Chuck. On that long haul down the field, it was like a glorified quarterback sneak over left guard.
I know.
Anna blocked it so well that Bart almost took it to the house. Just a yard or two short. Two plays later, Bixler's in. Extra point tried by Ambus is on the way, and it is center cut in the middle. Anna 48-14 over New Middletown
Springfield. Seven touchdowns.
Seven TDs. Wow. And 6 of 7 on the extra points for Ambus here today. And the Rockets are up 34 with still better than 7.5 to go in the fourth. We'll take a break back in a moment here at this D6 state championship game in Canton on scoresbroadcast.com.
At U.S. Bank, we believe hard work works. That means working late nights to crush tomorrow's meeting works. Making a budget and trying to stick to it works. And saving today, tomorrow, and the day after to afford that first home, that works too. No matter the goals, we have the tools, expertise, and people to help you all along the way. Visit usbank.com/hardwork to see how we can help you reach your goals. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
U.S. Bank offers you 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District.
Oh, so many thanks here on scoresbroadcast.com to founding sponsor LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. It manufactures quality replacement parts for highway maintenance equipment used by cities and contractors all around the world. And its roots date back to 1947 in L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And the present corporation was established in Jackson Center in Shelby County in 1982. So locally, LaCal is pleased to promote high school scholarship programs, and scoresbroadcast.com was conceived a dozen years ago thanks to support from LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center. Anna Rockets 48, New Middletown Springfield Tigers 14. Tell you, Chuck, the way the second quarter ended, I did not think a continuous clock was possible before this game came to an end.
No, what a huge interception and touchdown by Huelskamp to really just kind of turn the tide in this thing. Took him right out of the game.
Yep, Brungard, the quarterback, hands it off on the play to Duvall, end sweep to the right. He's around the corner. Nice gain of nearly 10. Oh, there's a flag in the Tigers' offensive backfield. Maybe a hold. Play produced a first down, but it's negated. New Middletown Springfield continues to shoot itself in the foot with penalties in this game.
That's 9 penalties from 50 yards.
9 penalties and what, 1, 2, 3 turnovers total?
3 turnovers.
And all led to scores by Anna on the Rockets' ensuing possession.
Absolutely.
Of course, one turnover, the interception, resulted in a run back of the picked-off pass by Huelskamp. And then Anna did score points after the other two mistakes, fumbles by New Middletown Springfield. So the Rockets have capitalized, benefiting on the short field in this game. But Anna still, by far, the better team. Much more speed. And clearly an offensive line on the Anna side of the ball, which once this game wore on, wore down the Tigers.
Yeah, they started out. They did a nice job keeping Huelscamp down, but even when you kept him down, then all of a sudden he busts one for 72. And it's like, okay, we contained him, and there he goes.
So it is second down and 20 for New Middletown Springfield. After the holding penalty, no gain. Line of scrimmage, the 31. Tigers can get a first down at the 49 of Anna. Here's a rollout to the left by Brungard. And he throws right into the lap of an Anna defender. Guess what? It's Huelscamp again at the 40. Huelscamp down the right sideline. 35 spilled at the 31. Anna in business again as we talk about New Middletown Springfield mistakes and Anna takeaways. The Rockets produce yet one more.
Man, that was self-defense. That hit him right in the hands.
Wow. The quarterback, Brungard, was pressured a little, but it was just a wild toss.
Yeah.
He just
threw it up.
Yep. No white shirt home. The ball went directly to a green jersey. Huelscamp on the interception. First and 10 Rockets at the New Middletown Springfield 31. And at this point, Chuck, you do your best to not score again.
I think so, yeah.
5 minutes to go. Anna coaches down on the sideline in celebratory mode right now. There's Riley Huelscamp, who's off the field. Excuse me. Bixler handoff. Davies right up the gut, holding marker down against Anna. Davies churns for 4 to the 26. Coming back, though. 22 seniors on the state championship Anna Rocket squad, and they will be missed in 2020, that is for sure. 20 of them. Heck of a senior class, Chuck.
Oh, no, absolutely. We talked about it all year. They just and they just got better and better and better.
Yeah, I don't know that I've seen a better senior class this large in small school, high school football.
Yep.
Here is Brandon Axe, I think, at the helm.
I think that's still Bixler.
Oh, is it still Bart? Yeah, Bart is still on the field. After the penalty, it is first and 20. Running play, Davies, thrown down at the 40. 3:56 to go. We've got continuous clock. New Middletown Springfield might get the ball back in the final minute to 90 seconds. Line of scrimmage, the 40, a second down and 19 to go for Anna. In the Tigers' end of the field, Anna leading 48-14. 34-point lead for the Rockets. Snap back to Bixler, running play right up the middle. Davies again, huge hole, and he goes zipping through it to the 35, knocked off his pins right there. And out comes Bart Bixler. Here comes Brandon Axe on the field. Huelscamp gets a round of applause, and now Bixler does. The two outstanding seniors who have rushed for an unbelievable amount of yardage this year for these two teams, or for this team.
They are quite the 1-2 punch back there, aren't they?
Wow.
And I've decided if there's a monetary for the Offensive Player of the Year, and he was co, Huelscamp should get 99.8% of the money.
I agree. Riley came into the game 2,500 rushing yards on the year, 41 touchdowns. Bixler came into the game close to 1,400 yards on the ground, 25 scores. He had another 1,500-plus passing for 16 TDs. They've added to those totals here today. A splendid performance by Anna. Offensive line simply does not get enough credit, that's for sure. It's been phenomenal all year long. Running play by Anna to the 35 of New Middletown Springfield, 4th and 14 Rockets with 2 minutes to go. That group up front, Dylan Steinke Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman, Cam Stewart, tight end in the slot often. That's a heck of a group. And they have blocked so well, executing beautifully all season long to pave the way for Huelscamp and Bixler. It has been a team effort. The Rockets are going to miss these seniors Here's a fourth down run for a plus one or two. New Middletown Springfield takes over in the final minute 46 from the Tigers' 33-yard line. Don't forget, we've got basketball tomorrow afternoon from Anna. Rushi Raiders play the Anna girls, and we are there. Tip-off about 2:30, a webcast time, 2:15 tomorrow from Anna. Bart Bixler, Jeffrey Richards, these are seniors now. Nolan Emerson, Cameron Stewart, Riley Hulskamp, Isaac Leininger. That offensive line group, Dylan Steinke, Ellinger, Will Luthman, Luke Dye, Anthony Billing, Evan Puppelman. Malachi Minnick, obviously a senior. Grant Spangler, a senior. Other seniors, Brandon Shannon is a 12th grader. A whole host of them. Jared Egbert, Justin Murray, 22 of them total, and they will be missed. Anna Rockets had not won a postseason playoff game in football in a decade, and this year they win five and take home all the marbles.
They get the great big trophy.
Eighth different school, Chuck, in the MAC.
That's impressive.
To win a football state title.
That's impressive.
How many play football right now, 10?
Six.
Here is a sweep to the left by New Middletown Springfield, and it goes for a first down, gain of 14 to the 48, final minute of this game. Misread the clock. Final 35 seconds.
35 seconds.
Of this game. I've been trying to read the scoreboard down to my left.
Yeah, there's one right across. I found it.
And there's a much better scoreboard clock. Big, bright, and beautiful above the exit way on the other side of the stadium. It's larger than the one on the scoreboard.
I don't think they're going to run another play. I think that was your ball game.
Yep, New Middletown Springfield will not run another play. That is going to do it. The Anna Rockets celebrate a Division VI state championship here today. Rockets earned it. It's been a fantastic season. 14-1. Anna was outstanding all year long. Simply put, the 1-2 punch of Bart Bixler and Riley Hulskamp could not be stopped. Very rarely was it slowed down.
Right.
Maybe for a few plays in a stretch, it might have been slowed down, but never more than that. Anna proving to be too good once again here today. Another continuous clock victory, 48-14 over New Middletown Springfield. We'll return, Chuck, to wrap it up in a couple of minutes. Let's hear from at least two of our commercial marketing sponsors, and then we return on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, seven of us, including five children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's, 25 and 274.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting, and it looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass. AAGInc.oh.com.
But the Anna Rockets reeled off 20 straight points in the second half of this game and blistered New Middletown Springfield in the D6 state championship, 48-14. Rockets triumphant by 34 in another continuous clock victory. Again, we want to salute Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna. It serves Shelby County and neighboring counties since 1977, specializing in custom-built homes on the client's lot or any of the Hoying and Hoying lots located northeast of Kettlersville on Rutger Road. We also offer our services for home remodels, additions, and outbuildings. And with over 200 years of experience among our current employees, Hoying and Hoying Builders in Anna has become one of the premier home builders in the region. So if you're looking for a large 2.5 country acre lot, Hoying and Hoying currently has lots for sale on Rutger Road. The lots are in the Anna School District and include high-speed internet. For more info and to start designing your dream home, call 937-394-7144. Another new underwriting sponsor here on ScoresBroadcast.com, from which you heard often today, is Reese Myring & Company CPAs and Business Consultants in Fort Loramie, another new underwriting sponsor. For information, call Kevin Myring at Reese Myring & Company CPAs and Business Consultants. That's 937-295-3813. Anna Rockets did it again, Chuck. Not only did they do it again, they scored more than 40 again, and they produced a running clock victory again here in the state championship.
I would say that as happy as they are and excited as they are, they'd like to start the season, go ahead and start next Friday, start playing games again. I mean, these kids are going to remember this their entire life, obviously. But just the dominant way that they ran through this tournament was amazing.
Yeah. Did they leave any doubt about anything?
No. No.
Again, I want to make sure that I do highlight all the seniors. I've got a beginning of the season roster in front of me. I don't want to miss anyone. Right now, the Anna Rockets are being honored down at the 40-yard line here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, site of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and the state championships in all seven divisions in high school play here in Ohio. Rockets being lauded. Hardware is to follow. State championship honors being delivered to the Anna Rockets, whose seniors include the following: Nolan Emerson, Bart Bixler, Jackson Smith was on an early season roster, Justin Murray, Jeffrey Richards, Cameron Stewart, Grant Spangler, Riley Yulskamp, Hayden Davies, Isaac Leininger, Dakota Shahan. Other seniors include Brandon Shannon, Jared Egbert, Malachi Minnick, Gabriel Wildermuth, Evan Puppelman. Again, I'm reading from an early season roster. I want to make sure I cover everyone, all the 12th graders. Will Luthman, a senior. Luke Dye, a 12th grader. Anthony Billing, a senior. Zach Kost and Dylan Steinke-Ellinger. We salute this coaching staff. Wow, it's been phenomenal as well. Nick Marino, the head guy in his fifth year, state championship for the Rockets. Offensive coordinator Wesley Hunsucker, defensive coordinator Brian Rioch, assistant coaches Christian Althauser, Casey Weichel, Trey Cates, Eric Delzeith, and Jeff Sando. Those are the assistant coaches. Congrats to them as well.
We got the Clancy's Players of the Game, if you'd like to have that.
Yeah, Chuck, and I got a call from Gary Strasser at Clancy's late last night saying if Anna wins, everyone in the Anna roster is a Clancy's Award winner because he's going to throw a party in the near future.
Good for him. And I was getting ready to say, I don't want to put him out of business, but boy, could I pick out a whole bunch of young men that deserve it. So yeah. Let's just go with the entire roster are the Clancy's Players of the Game.
Yep, and for sure, those seniors, they're at the top of the list.
Yeah,
at the top of the list. I just ran down the names.
Well, I had Bixler, Hewelskamp, and Leininger headlining the way today.
Clancy's, Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's as the Rockets celebrate the state championship here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
And welcome back a final time to Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium in Canton. The Rockets in a big semicircle are parked on the logo at midfield down on the gridiron, and it is photo op time. And everybody is gathered. Here come the cheerleaders, the entire roster, all the coaches. I failed to mention that junior high staff. In fact, I came up the elevator several hours ago with DJ Heinz, a junior high assistant coach. Chris Duncan is a junior high assistant. So is John Bruce, a junior high head coach. Brett Ziegenbusch, congrats to them, as well as the entire varsity coaching staff led by Nick Marino, who will start his sixth year next season. Chuck, what a way to finish off the football campaign. It was a first for us.
That's my first.
Yeah, we'd never had a football game in December. This was our first state championship in high school football on scoresbroadcast.com.
Well worth the drive over, which is quite the drive from Piqua over here, but well worth it. That was just fun. Those kids, well, I mean, the town is down there still celebrating. I don't think anybody's left. And you got to give some credit, you know, to Springfield. They undefeated coming into this game, and I know those kids are really disappointed now, but in the future, they'll feel good about this season, too.
Yeah, in fact, New Middletown Springfield was bidding for its 20th straight win over a two-year span. The two clubs came into the game ranked number one, number two in the state. Last AP poll, Anna won, New Middletown Springfield number two. Anna with a decisive victory, leaving absolutely no doubt who was the champ in Division VI in the state of Ohio.
Yeah, they leave now, and Anna's won, and there's no number two.
Right. I don't think there's anybody else in the top ten.
Nah.
Rockets finished out the campaign 14-1, a triumphant closing to the 2019 football season. Anna won 4, lost the 17-14 heartbreaker to Marion Local, and then reeled off 10 straight victories, one mercy rule after another. Rockets scored over 40 points, I think a dozen or 13 times this year. Chuck, I want to double-check that before I do sign off. Anna wound up scoring 40 points, a grand total of 10 times. Yeah, 10 times. Anna scored more than 40, 10 times, and they closed the year with mercy rules in 9 of the last 10 victories.
Not too shabby.
We've got basketball tomorrow for you. Guess what? We're at Anna.
There you go.
And we'll continue to celebrate the football triumph today, tomorrow, with a 2:30 tip-off at the Anna Gym. Rushi Girls at Anna. Webcast time about 2:10 p.m. tomorrow afternoon.
And go Bucks.
And go Bucks tomorrow night, yes, in the Big Ten Championship Contest. For Ron Mooney, our scoresbroadcast.com chief engineer. For Chuck McBee, alongside Stats Color on-site engineering. Jack Kramer bidding you a good afternoon from here at Tom Benson Hall of Fame Stadium, the site of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, where the Anna Rockets have won the D6 state championship, clobbering New Middletown Springfield 48-14.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.